going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening. It's me, the Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Station Thoughts? That doesn't seem too hard. I can do that. Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So, if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
What's up, you humid hombres? Welcome back to another episode of the Trash Taste Podcast.
I could fucking hear like your gears turning in your brain as you're just like, I gotta think of something.
Hombre.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
No, I just love saying it like that. Yeah, it's like it's like saying Jose instead of Jose. Yeah.
Jose.
Spanish language is quaking.
Josie.
So the Pitbull album, right?
Yeah.
Dale.
Yeah, Dale.
Dale, right?
Yeah, Jalapeno.
Oh, God. Okay, that one.
Jalapeno.
Okay, that one actually
got it.
Jalapenos.
But yeah, I am Hombre number one with Hombre number two and three. Connor.
Hey,
and
we're the Hombres.
Hello.
We're the Hombres. And you've just been clickbaited, baby. We're not leaving Japan.
Well, no, we haven't been clickbaited because we are leaving Japan.
Sure.
Technically. In a sense.
Technically speaking.
Well, yeah. If you leave Japan and come back, you still left Japan.
Yeah.
It just sounds dramatic.
Yeah. So you weren't clickbaited, you were just tricked.
Don't say that, Joey.
You weren't tricked. You weren't tricked either. It's true as well.
It's true.
We've been dramatic.
We maybe over-dramatized. No, we just dramatized it. We didn't over-dramatize it.
It's not over-dramatized.
It's like, you know, when you're at a party, instead of individually going around being like, I'm heading off now. I'll see you guys later. Yeah. It's going, guys, I'm leaving. And then walking out. That's the difference.
And I am not returning for a considerable amount of time.
Yes, which is basically what every YouTuber does. That's like true. When someone says, I'm leaving YouTube or something, it's just like, oh, someone's burnt out, needs a break. Okay. I get it. You need one more like YouTuber video to like gain the clicks before you go on your holiday.
This is that YouTube video for Trash Taste. Like, yeah, we'll explain why in a second, but like, can I want to make a quick announcement.
Okay.
For myself, if you would let me.
Okay.
I started my own clothing brand.
Oh, did you actually?
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I was going to ask. I was like, yeah.
So yeah, I've been working on this for like a year.
Okay. Right.
In secret.
No, oh, nice.
Yeah, I was going to say
until now. Like, they didn't know about it.
I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah. So, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like pretty much close to launch.
Okay.
So I figured while we're here, I'll just announce
building
it.
Up hype.
Building up
nice,
hype.
Nice.
What's the brand called?
It's called Nonsense.
Okay. I was going to ask if it's called Fuck That Noise.
It's not called Fuck The Noise. So this is just one of them. Actually, Kai, can you go upstairs and get the other shirt I have? But yeah, so
this episode is sponsored by Joey.
This episode is sponsored by me.
Are we getting a cut?
you get mates rates.
Oh, okay. Okay. Free piece.
Free piece. Got it. Yeah, but you know, I figured this would be the perfect opportunity to like announce it since you guys don't know about it. Yeah, I have another shirt here.
What made you decide to start working on a clothing brand?
I like drip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and it's like there's a lot of drip I like, and there's a lot of drip I like wearing, but like, you know, what better way to flaunt out my drip than to just make my own drip? Yeah, so this is one
Joey's
of the
literally
ones.
Went, I'll do it myself.
I'll do it myself. So yeah. This is the long tee.
Right.
That looks sick.
Oh, that looks nice.
The back design's like this.
Ooh. Yeah. That looks nice.
Yeah, you can check that out. But yeah. Damn.
What a business mogul.
Yeah.
Dude.
Business mogul. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
very thin.
Yeah.
Look at this entrepreneur.
Oh, damn. Making
I am now.
Moves.
I can call myself an entrepreneur. Ooh. Finally.
Business starter. Are you going to put it in your Twitter bio then?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I have to.
No, yeah. Don't do that. Don't
Nonsense
do that.
Founder. I have to do that.
Nonsense founder and CEO.
But yeah, so I've been working on this brand thing for like a year now.
Sorry.
Great pitch.
Thank you. I didn't want for me for that to be that loud. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, I've been working on this for like a year now. And you know, like I've always been known to like, you know, wear good clothes. Yeah. And like, I like, you know, fashion.
I'm privileged
to wear good clothes. But you know, I've always been like interested in like clothing, like fashion, you know, yeah. like streetwear, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I was like,
yeah,
there's so much good streetwear out there,
mm-hmm.
but like nothing that was like really like speaking to me personally. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of good brands and whatnot, but it's right. like, so I was just like, I'll fucking do it myself.
Yeah. I'll make was it a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It was a pain in the ass.
I haven't done it, so I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, so like, yeah, so it's like a full-on proper brand or anything, and like, the one thing I was always scared of, right, is mm-hmm. like, whenever YouTubers release clothes,
yeah.
it's usually under the merch umbrella.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, I didn't want this to be merch. Because
yeah,
it's like,
because
yeah. you know, these designs and like all the designs we're going to be releasing have nothing to do with me or like the likeness of me or anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
want it to just be like something separate to me.
Right.
That like, in the case that like, the anime man or whatever just fucking implodes in on itself, right? In a couple of years' time, that this can still be around.
Right.
So he's like, I'm already not watching anime.
Exactly. It's already on the dire straits, right? So I was like,
I'm gonna plug it back up.
Exactly. It's already on the dire straits. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I'll try something new. I'll try something like challenging.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So by the time this episode is out, like all the social media stuff is probably ready to go.
We literally didn't know anything about
this. We didn't know anything.
This is it. You don't understand how hard it was to keep it a secret from these guys.
I'm like, Joey's kept a secret from us boys? What's
like,
going on?
Like literally, I started this before we moved to this office.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like at the old office.
What?
Wow. Yeah. So it's been like over a year.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm very passionate about this, and yeah. I wanted to do well. Yeah. And
I have so many questions. I don't know where to start.
It's all everything's designed by me as yeah. well. Like
oh,
all,
shit,
all
really?
Sketched by God me.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, yeah, I obviously got designers and everything to like clean it up and everything. Yeah, but like all the designs are done by me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope people like it. So check out Nonsense. It's we're gonna be doing this thing where we release a new design every month.
Okay.
Like one new design a month. Because I thought. Like originally I was like, should I do like the usual thing where it's like, oh, I drop, you know, like a collection, like a summer collection or a winter collection. But I was like, no, I'm selling it to people on the internet, and the people on the internet have the fucking attention span of a goldfish. So I'm like, let's just like keep bringing stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
keep
yeah.
the drip dripping.
Exactly. Keep that tap just slightly open so that the water's just constantly dripping, you know, rather than keeping it closed and then suddenly being like, here you go, you know? So yeah, that's the plans for it. Oh, obviously, fuck. I'm not like, you know, fucking quitting anything else. This is just like another thing I'm doing on the side. Yeah. So hey, if you like it, then check it out, I guess. And then hopefully pre-orders will start soon.
Was there anything that was surprisingly difficult about making your own clothing brand?
Yeah.
What you've got?
Like, well, for one, like, you know, everything's designed by me, but like I can't do like graphic design.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I can't do like logo design and stuff like that, right? So like even just coming up with like, you know, just like the font and stuff like that for Nonsense.
Right.
And like, I don't know if the logo is anywhere, but like, yeah, like, you know, just something like that, right? Like
even just
coming up with like that font took me like 2 months.
Well, that's why graphic designers are like a job, right?
Yeah. I basically just described what a graphic designer is.
You're like, damn, this shit hard. They already got a job. They already got a job for this.
Yeah, right. Because like, you know, I'm not used to that with like video creating, right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
usually it's like 9 times out of 10, I think of an idea and then I try and make it work. And then whatever I have, you know, I have to work with, right?
Yeah.
Especially with the kind of content I make. So it's like, you know, even if it's not like perfect,
yeah.
I have to get something out there, right? Otherwise I won't, you know, I'll have the fucking upload schedule of, you know, 2015 gone essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, but like with this, I have to like really be careful with it because I don't want to get a design out there and it just look like shit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like my brand is on the line essentially.
How many fonts did you have to go through?
Like Well, I mean, for one, like the official font for the brand is completely custom.
Yeah.
So I had to get like a typographer, not a graphic designer, a typographer. Right. Oh, okay, I had to find a typographer to be like, and like a font specialist to be like, here's the brand. Here's what the brand is about. Yeah. Here's the kind of designs I want.
Yeah.
Can you come up with just like a shitload of fonts? Yeah. And we literally went through about 100 fonts and just decided that's what we want.
Because the thing about fonts is that it's something that like most people don't really appreciate or think about until you have to choose one.
Honestly.
Like I remember like just having to choose one just to use for my YouTube videos or just a logo or something. And I'm just like, where the fuck do I even start? And then you go through like the Photoshop like font and you like realize that's-
Just Calibri, isn't it?
Just light Arial.
Yeah. And then you talk to
Serif.
And then you talk to graphic designers and they're just like built different. They see a font and they like name the font.
They can name like the exact kerning between each of the fonts. Right? And it's like, that's like an 8 kerning right there. It's like, what the fuck is all this?
I know what that means.
Kerning is like the space between letters.
Oh, okay.
I got like working with like a typographer and everything, like I gained like a whole new appreciation for like graphic design and typography. It's like, that shit's hard as fuck. And I can see why, you know, like in the case with like this, for example, like just changing the spacing, the kerning between each of the letters makes like a completely different design.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think otherwise though when you make like a YouTube thumbnail, right?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
just fucking put the font there and you're good.
Right.
Right, kind of thing. So it's like, it made me appreciate like subtle design.
Yeah.
If anything. And like, you know, because I'm kind of going with like kind of a combination between like streetwear but also loungewear.
Right.
So like you can wear this like outside, of course, and you know, it'd be great. But you can also, it's comfortable enough where you can wear it inside.
Yeah.
As well. So for you weebs out there that don't go outside, you can still wear it.
This is like the longest Trash Taste ad we've ever done.
This is an ad that's not an ad that is an ad.
It's not an ad. Yeah, I'm sponsoring myself right now.
Because like, you know, talking about like fonts and having to choose fonts and just like being thrown into a world that you just don't understand sometimes that you never knew that, you know, there was this much thought into it. Like I remember like recently, this is like going off on a tangent, but I remember recently I've just like had like a binge, not really a binge, but just like had my recommended taken over by these really weird keyboard ASMR videos. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
I think I've seen a couple of them.
Because how I basically discovered it was just this random keyboard video, right? And I was just like, why is there a keyboard video of just someone typing on my timeline? So I click on it because I think the video title was just listen to the sound of this keyboard or something like
right.
And it was just like him or her just pressing the keys, right? Yeah. And the title was just listen to the space bar, right? And it was pressing the keys, right? And then he goes to the space bar and it just sounded like a space bar. Yeah. I was like, it's just a space bar. And then I go to the comments section to be like, what's going on? And all of the comments were just like, I was having a nice time until you pressed the space bar. And then I vomited. And it was just like the vomit emote or something like that. And I was just, I've never been put into a world that I just did not understand.
Well, I mean, like, I kind of felt that when, I think it was Connor, right? Who got like, I think one of your fans made like a custom keyboard. But then they also, you know, with the custom keyboard, which looked sick as fuck, there was also this like other smaller keyboard where you could test out.
Oh, that was gone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Where it was like a smaller keyboard where you could test out all the different types of keys.
And like
hammers. And I'm just like, what's the difference? I touched all of them and I was like, half of these sound the fucking same.
I think they, as someone who's like using one of the expensive keyboards, because only because it was given to me, I would never have gone out of my way and paid that much. To me, it was all the same.
Yeah.
Now I get it because I use it.
Yeah.
Before I didn't understand what the difference was.
Yeah.
Right.
But I really like the smoothness and like the subtle clicks.
Yeah. Now that I've like watched,
it's a very slight click, but it's really nice.
Yeah. Now that I'm like 20 keyboard videos down, I kind of get it. There's like a nice. There's like, it's like the thonk sound, right? It's the thonk sound where it's-
Do you though, or have you just been conditioned?
Maybe I've just been conditioned. Listen, I feel like-
I'm one of you, Cherry MX Brown Switches can suck my dick. There you go. Welcome keyboard enthusiasts.
Yeah, I'm like the
Cherry Switches, I can actually tell. They fucking suck now. I used to have it.
Why?
Like, it sounds like a car crashing every time you fucking press it in. It's so goddamn loud and clicky.
Oh, you mean like the clicky ones?
Super, super clicky
ones. Okay, fuck those ones. Fuck, right. I had one
in my old office in the UK, and since I went back to the UK,
it's probably
the
cherry brown MX switches. They're like the cheapest.
I think it's like the cherry blue MX switches. Okay. Yeah. The Gatreon ones? The Gatreon is like, Gatreon's where is that, man?
I've got the Gatreon black ink ones.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
that's
like,
a good one.
It's like, oh, it's fucking good. Yeah. It's fucking good, dude.
Yeah, I really like the Gatreon like milk yellow, I believe. It's literally one, called milk yellow, something milk, because it like, it just has this like, nice little thonk to it, and it's nice. It's like ASMR, right? It's so smooth, and it's milky. It's milky.
It just sounds like One Piece arc.
the guy like, with what the Nike fuck are you talking about? He told me like what lube he used, and I was like, I didn't need to know what you jacked off with, but I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, so to explain, like, I'm also getting a custom keyboard made because a fan messaged me. But like,
dude, I mean, like, I did pay for this thing.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, do you want to get a keyboard made for you, and it's being in the process of being made, and I was just like, yeah, sure, thinking that he was just going, you know, he was just going to send something that he recommended, and he was like, no, we're going to do the entire process,
right?
Like, what kind of keyboard do you want? Do you want like a 100%? Do you want a 75%? Do you want like a 50%? And I was just like, what, you are saying numbers right now? It's a keyboard. What are you talking about?
Can I have a full 100% keyboard? I want a keyboard, and I want every part there.
Yeah. Why would I only need 75% of the keyboard? Like, give me the whole thing.
I don't like the number pad and all that shit on the side. I don't.
I used to not care, but now that I have a keyboard that doesn't have a number pad, I understand why it's unnecessary to have it. Because I realized until it was gone, I never fucking used the number pad.
I know some people like go ham on it and like, good for you. I'm out here. I'm totally fine with the top thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to save room.
Yeah.
I use the number pads.
Okay.
Yeah. Mostly because when you...
Mostly
it's useful because it's all the numbers are just close together.
No, I agree.
Right?
I recognize it's the superior way to handle numbers.
It is.
But I'd
like
too
with the amount of like two factor authentication I have, you know what I mean? Like I'm constantly using it.
It's not that
it
long.
It is.
Although I definitely had a moment where like, you know, I was like, you know, I should probably start using the number pad on my old keyboard because it's there. But then I had a moment where I was just like, damn, it's so hard to use them with my left hand. And I was just like doing this and I'm like, oh, maybe I should just take my hand off the mouse and just do this.
Oh, I thought you were...
I was like, oh, why is it not on the left side? It'd be so much easier. But then I was like, oh, I could just let go of the mouse and perhaps just do this.
I thought you were implying that your right hand was like on your dick or something.
Like jacking off.
Like jacking off and you're like, oh, let me put in my credit card details.
When I'm like jacking up while like playing Run.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like an accountant or something, right? You gotta be pressing numbers all day. Then it makes sense. But like
I should be used to that layout as well because it's like, you know, every calculator is that layout, right? Yeah. So it's like, why is it so hard for me to use when it's on a keyboard?
Yeah.
Even though on a calculator, it's like basically second nature.
Yeah, like I mean, the reason I like the number pad is because buying a lot of things online, you got to enter your credit card number a lot, log into your bank account details.
How much shit are you buying?
Yeah,
like, it is like actually beneficial to have that real estate taken up.
Like I don't know. Like I just have enough. I feel like I use it a lot because sometimes I need to log into my bank, and when you're entering purely just numbers and it's not like a password, that's when the number pad is useful. And like when you're like entering the numbers on the line, it's
marginally
just like,
though, marginally useful.
Mr. Optimization. I thought you'd be one of me, man. I thought you'd be one of me.
Listen, you're trying to optimize two things at once. How fast can you type stuff in? But also the space in your desk, you know.
Right.
I got a lot of like shit on my desk because you know they got like God knows how many. I got like two audio interfaces. I got a bunch of other cables. I will admit
the aesthetic looks better without the number. The aesthetic looks better.
Also, travel's easier. You know, trying to put a number, you can put a key, like a what is it? What are they called? They're 75% half keyboards.
Yeah, 75%. Yeah,
75% keyboard. You can put that in the backpack. You can't put a full one in your bag.
That's true.
Too big.
Why would you?
Sometimes you're going somewhere. Maybe you're going to a LAN event or something. Not that I do anymore, but
when was the last time you went to a LAN event?
University.
Yeah. I think it was like high school for me.
But also like, you know, what if you don't like the keyboard on your laptop? I get it, because sometimes the laptop keyboards suck and then you want to bring one with you if you're going to be like having a remote setup.
Right.
Packing a full-size keyboard in the backpack is a pain in the ass.
I've never been that desperate. I've never been like every time I've touched the laptop keyboard.
You don't realize how good having like things smaller and taking up less space is.
Yeah, but like it's not like my laptop keyboard isn't so fucking detrimental to me where I'm like, I gotta pack another keyboard,
you are saying
that you'd rather pack a keyboard without a number pad than just use the laptop keyboard. That makes less sense. That is the opposite of optimization.
Yeah, you're taking up more space now.
If I'm having like a remote setup, I'm going to a place I'm gonna be streaming, I'm gonna be playing games. I don't want to play games on the laptop keyboard.
Yeah, just bring a controller.
I could bring a controller, but some games don't use controller.
Well, then don't play those games.
Okay, well, but Joe, if I want to play these games, Joe, you're just being pedantic now for no reason.
Just play a game that you can use the controller.
I know for a fact I'm not alone. I've seen people do this so many times. People don't want to use the fucking keyboard on the laptop for like eight hours.
I'm sure you're not alone, but it's dumb as fuck.
There's so many people who do this. This is not weird.
I've never gotten to the point where, okay, I have a remote setup, right? A remote setup is not like your permanent setup, right?
Yeah.
But if I really, really, really need a keyboard, I just buy like a fucking $5 keyboard or something like that, you know? Like
because then you may as well use the laptop one.
If I really wanted a remote setup.
It's just about the ergonomics, you know? Like using a laptop keyboard for hours, like actually fucking hurts your wrists.
Using a keyboard for hours hurts my wrist.
No.
That's why I try and use controller for every game.
Like a nice keyboard, you know, good ergonomics doesn't hurt your wrist.
You bring the wrist as well.
So. Yeah. You got the rest too? Laptops don't have rest. My laptop, it's amazing, right? But I have to like, it's just, there's no support or anything. I'll just bring the fucking rest then.
I mean, you gotta put that on the fucking trackpad and shit.
It's kind of in the way. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I just feel like the entire
point- Thank God someone in the office understands this point.
I just think like the whole point of a laptop is to be portable.
No, it is.
At that point, you might as well just bring a monitor as well.
If the keyboard fits in the bag, it's portable. You know what I mean? Like you can't bring a the reason why a laptop's portable is because it's not a giant fucking case, not because the keyboard is like on it. That's like one of the reasons. If I'm whipping it out in a cafe, yeah, I'm going to use the laptop keyboard. Right? I'm replying to emails. Yeah. It's not a big deal. If I'm streaming or gaming, I want a fucking keyboard.
But in how are you, like, if you're at the point where you're bringing a portable setup, right? Like in which tell me this hypothetical situation where you need to set up an entire stream setup. Because I'll tell you, it's not just a fucking laptop you need to bring. If you're bringing your entire fucking stream setup, how much are you bringing? Like, what are you bringing?
When I went to the UK last time, I brought it with me. You know, you just bring, because if I want to film stuff anyway, I bring a camera anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The camera has two uses. I can film other stuff.
Do you bring lights?
No, I don't bring lights. You don't need lights. You know, you can figure out lighting. It's not a big issue.
Right.
It's just having a good camera, a good mic. And then if you want to play games or shit, you bring a keyboard and a mouse. You're not going to fucking use the trackpad, right?
No, you're not going to use the trackpad. Yeah, but a trackpad is like totally different than a mouse, right?
Right. But like, I mean, if you have a 75% keyboard, it's not that big.
But then like another thing is like, are you still gaming on the laptop or do you have like a monitor that you're using as well?
On the laptop's fine. The screen I have on my laptop's pretty good.
Well, that's not very ergonomic, is it?
Which of course it is. It's like a full.
Like this.
No, dude. My desk's over there. My other keyboard's here. This one's there. It's further away because I have more room now because the keyboard's not attached to the thing, so I can place the screen where I want it to. So it is ergonomic.
Is it me, or does this just sound very pretentious?
No, this is not. This is if I want to like do a fucking setup.
If you want to go portability, why not go for a 50% keyboard then?
Or 50%? Or 25%? I don't even know what a 50%.
What is a 50%? How can you remove less?
What would you remove? You would be surprised.
What are we removing?
Smaller keys.
Well, no, I won't be able to press it. I already have fat fingers, dude. I need to like...
Why don't you just invent a keyboard, which is just the space bar and the arrow keys?
I don't know. Who uses the arrow keys?
Yeah. Well, if you're playing games on a keyboard.
WASD. Dude.
Okay, or WASD.
But then I want all the letters, you know. I got a fucking type.
Yeah, use the fucking laptop typing.
It's the thing with 50% keyboards, you don't have the numbers on top.
Yeah. In gaming, you need the numbers.
Yeah, you need the numbers.
Like, it is really not that hard to bring a 75% keyboard in your bag or in your suitcase.
It's also not hard to just bring a fucking controller.
It's like half of a pizza box. You know what I mean? It's like not even, it's tiny. It doesn't take up room. And your clothes are the padding. This isn't hard. Why is this so crazy to you? It's like I'm bringing a fucking like pet dog in my bag. Why is this so unbelievable?
Because it's just like, At that point where you're bringing a streaming setup, a number pad is not that much more surface area. Okay.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like that's just unnecessary. Like in general, like in any keyboard setup,
put the fucking keyboard in your like check-in.
Well, technically, if you get a 50% keyboard, you're removing unnecessary keys, right? You know. You know,
that's not. 75% is like the perfect
It's called a preference, Connor. It's called a preference, okay?
I would argue, right? The reason why 75% is no different from the 100% because you don't lose anything, right? You just have numbers twice. I don't need numbers twice. I just need numbers once. This is not, why is this, like you're saying like, removing the second numpad is not equal to being like, get rid of half of the alphabet. This is not the fucking same at all. Wait, I can't believe this is an argument you're making.
Imagine in a hotel, you're stuck for a week.
Yeah.
You want the TV screen to be your second monitor. Yeah. You leave your laptop there and you can sit at your bed with your wireless 75%.
Yeah, every hotel, every Airbnb has a TV.
I do not pack a keyboard wherever I go.
No. Like, that's fine. Like, but why are you clowning on me? This is not like a clown thing to do. This is a normal thing.
It just sounds incredibly pretentious and tedious to me.
How is it pretentious? What? Because I want to
bring a keyboard. Let me just get my 75%.
Because everyone works differently. You know? Like I can't go to a Starbucks and work. Like that's not. I'd be like, why is it so pretentious, God? You have to go to a Starbucks to type. You know what I mean? Like just work from home.
Specifically, a Starbucks.
I don't see how this is pretentious. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
No. It's the way that you're framing it as like this is the superior way to type. This is the only keyboard that works.
I did not
number
say
pads.
This.
Number pads irrelevant. Unnecessary. All I'm saying is you have your preference. I like using the number pad because I use it enough functionally for me to be able to justify that it is a convenience for me. All right.
Right.
I like
how did this get to me being clowned on for bringing keyboards to the laptop? How did this get?
Trash taste, baby.
That's not the reason you were clowning on me, Garn. The reason you were trying to clown on me is because I brought keyboard places.
Because it's funny. That's why.
It's a lot. Okay. It's a lot. I'm just like, there is, I understand it's a preference, you know, yeah. I understand it is a preference that you want to bring
like,
your keyboard.
Have you never thought like when you're like trying to play games, you're like, why are my hands so fucking close to the screen?
No, I've because like, here's the thing. Like I don't really, I'm not a gamer.
Yeah, you know? You have to understand. We're not gamers.
Right. So why don't you just say that in the first place instead of pretending like you were?
I never pretend like I was.
Because
I told you what I'm using the keyboard for, and then you're like, no, that doesn't exist.
Well, you're streaming,
no,
right?
No one plays games.
I also have a portable streaming setup, but I just don't need a, I don't I need just, a keyboard
yeah,
for
I don't,
it. Yeah.
I don't think to myself, I can't game
I am. I am a Karthus main in League of Legends. I have a 1% keyboard. It's the R key. Okay. That's, you know, like, yeah.
I if I need to game while I'm out and about, I just bring a fucking controller and just play games that use a controller.
Yeah, but like, what if someone's like, oh, dude, you've arranged a game with someone. The game doesn't have controller.
Then I'll use the keyboard. I'm not going to fucking have a hissy fit over and be like, where's my 75%?
I wouldn't have a hissy fit because I would have brought it fucking with me. So there wouldn't have been
a
hissy
fit. Yeah, but what if you didn't?
I always bring it with me. No, it's not happening. And
that's
if
just a waste of space.
It's not a waste of space. It's thin. It's small. How is a keyboard a waste of space? What?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the dumbest fucking argument. I just feel like you guys are just being pedantic.
Yeah, because it's funny.
I mean, I feel like the argument is, are you a gamer or are you not a gamer, you know?
Yeah.
You are 100% gamer.
Even
we
if
are
I was
only
doing work, you know, I want to write a lot of emails and stuff to the point of like, if I'm doing a lot of work, you know, I'm typing for a few hours, like, yeah, I'm just going to bring my own. For me, it's like, I will be so much less efficient using the laptop one because I just won't be comfortable.
Mm. No. I mean, that is just purely just you looking for any, like, I don't know, like.
No.
Because I'm the scripter here. I actually write more than you, Connor.
Yeah,
I actually write more than you.
That's just saying, like, because you work one way, everyone must work the same way, and you've written, so if someone writes a lot, they're the ones that we should ask, like, okay, tell me about keyboard ergonomics and how well. That's not how it fucking works.
Are you saying that you can't write as efficiently if you don't have the right keyboard and everything? How did you function before, like, 75% keyboards got popularized? You know,
what, because I'm not writing with, I'm not doing wingdings. I'm not writing with a fucking number pad, Garn. How, what you want? This has nothing to do with the 75% now. What are you talking about? Now we're talking about the difference between laptop and keyboards.
Yeah, I am. I'm just, yeah. I'm just like, if
also, you know, your laptop doesn't have a number pad, right?
Yeah, I know. it is. I'm not saying that it doesnn't
that's
have
why
like
it brings
a
portable number pad. I just bring like a portable number pad. No, I don't. It brings a 5% keyboard. That's just the number pad.
Listen. How you work is like totally up to you, right? If you are a person who gets really agitated by a certain way and that's just like that bugs you, I think that's up to you. Mm. Could you just knuckle down sometimes and get on with it? Yeah, you can. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's if you're doing something creative and it's something that you're your own boss with, you're probably going to work as much as you want.
Yeah.
And sometimes comfort is a factor in that. And for me, that's what I need.
Yeah, but you're gaming.
If I am working there as well, it's the same thing. I just don't want to use it.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't even know how we got onto this.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know.
That was the most long-winded, dumbass argument we've ever had on Trash Taste.
I just felt like I explained a very valid point, and then I got jumped on it.
I don't know. I don't know what you were explaining exactly. I don't even know.
I don't even know who you are.
But it is totally a reasonable behavior to not want to use the laptop. Okay.
Because like maybe it's because I don't have a custom keyboard yet, but like I don't fully understand.
I don't take my main keyboard. I take some like $50 one that's semi-decent.
I take my side bitch keyboard.
Like, I just need one that's further away and that I can set up to be more like.
Wait, so you don't even take your good optimized custom keyboard?
Not like the super expensive one, no. I just take like one that I do.
So you have several keyboards?
Yeah, yeah. I learned my lesson because when my keyboard broke one time, I couldn't do any work or couldn't stream or anything.
Mm. Right.
And I was fucked. And I was like, well, this seems dumb. So now I have a spare keyboard.
Yeah, because like-
It's a good idea. If your entire job revolves around doing like being able to use this one device,
yeah,
you should probably have backups of everything that could possibly break.
That's fair enough, but I don't think I've ever broken a keyboard before.
Keyboards break all the time.
Right. Unfortunately,
you know, maybe you've had a key that was acting up, that was pissing you off, or maybe the it happens all the time.
Yeah,
keyboards are like fucking frail things.
Yeah. Because to me, like
mouses break all the time. I got like three backup mouses.
Mm. Yeah, because like maybe like this comes down to the conversation. Like me and tech, like even though I'm an engineer, I just need a job to be done. You know what I mean? I don't really care about aesthetics or like stuff too much. I just like-
It's like, not aesthetics. I don't care about that.
You don't? Well-
It's just about like just preference. Like how I like it to work.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because like, for example, like headphones, for example, I literally don't like, I my preference with headphones is to buy like the cheapest headphones I can possibly, right?
Oh, I'm the opposite with headphones.
Yeah. Because I know people are like really, really, really
you're talking
anal.
You're talking about in-ear, right?
In-ear.
Yeah, you don't use headphones, right?
I don't use
clamshell headphones, you mean?
Those are headphones, right? Yeah. They're earphones.
Earphones.
I only use earphones for like running.
I
prefer to use headphones every other time.
Mm.
I don't like, yeah, to me, like headphones, I don't know why. I think it might be because I have like jaw problems or something. Yeah. Like if I wear headphones for too long, it just like really starts to put pressure on my jaw and stuff. Yeah. But like, yeah, with earphones and like, not this is going above the tech, but like there are certain things like earphones, sunglasses, where I try to buy the cheapest possible because I've gone through too many. Or, you know, like just sometimes you buy like, I remember buying like-
Well, like one, at the end of every day, you're like, crack. All right, next one.
No, yeah, because like sometimes I misplace them or sometimes, but especially with sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
It's so easy to misplace sunglasses, especially because you wear them out and sometimes you don't always have your case on you, or sometimes you take them off, you like clip them on your shirt and they just fall off sometimes. Like I've had that happen too many times. And with earphones, sometimes you misplace them, or you like forget that they're in your jean pockets or something.
The headphones kind of make you uncomfortable because they like put pressure on your head.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing for me and the keyboard and the wrist though. It just hurts my wrist if I have to use that flat thing for ages.
Right.
Because your wrist is like, why are we doing this? Also, I'm like paranoid about getting any wrist injuries or
carpal tunnel and stuff.
Yeah. I want to game.
Well, you game way more than that.
Yeah, so that's a legitimate concern for you, isn't it?
I'm very cautious about like wrist injuries. So I want the most ergonomic setup.
Why don't
you
get like those like wrist guard things then? I've seen a couple of streams.
Yeah, I mean that's like, not, they normally have that on when it's too late and they've already like done.
Oh well, no, so I know some people who have it on like to actually just prevent it. From
I mean,
happening
if
to
you
begin
have
with,
a good setup, you shouldn't need that.
Yeah. Right, but you know, even people with good setups can sometimes, you know, game a little too hard.
But like headphones, like for me, it's like I can't have the in-ear ones because every single in-ear headphones for some reason wants to like excavate your ear and get really in there.
Yeah.
And then that hurts the shit out of my ears. So I can't use those.
It's probably because you don't have like the right size buds, right?
Yeah, I have one that comes with a bunch of replaceable ones. Yeah. But even then, like AirPods are unironically are the ones that I like the most because they don't really go in your ear much.
Yeah, they kind of like sit on top of it.
That's what I like the most, but I don't use Apple, so I don't have them. Mm. And that's why I use it. Like the over-ear ones. Also, the sound's way nicer.
I only use the over-ear ones if it's like in the winter because it also like keeps my head warm. But like in the summer here, especially, I'm just like, nope, headphones, go away.
I should always use them.
Like I've seen you like walking in like the Japanese summer with headphones on. I'm like, bro, that looks
bad.
That
is dedication.
Yeah, that's dedication.
That's just how I like listening. That's the comfort.
I mean, your headphones have taken a fucking beating. It's like, I remember seeing it.
It's like falling apart.
It's like falling apart, man. Like, holy
I'm
shit.
Like, buy some new headphones, dude.
Well, it's because I'm waiting for the. Right now, I'm using the Sony WX-1003, worst naming system of all time.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on? Sort out.
String of numbers and letters.
And then, like the next one, the fours. I there isn't really a significant upgrade.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm hoping the fives, when they ever come out, which I don't even know if they will, are like a decent upgrade. So I'm kind of in that weird spot where it's like they're like broken and they're not working properly.
Mm. Yeah.
But like, because they're like, you know, $300 headphones.
Yeah.
I want them to last like 5 years.
Yeah, of course.
So if I buy the fours now and then the fives come out and they're like the most best upgrades and you can hear God through them.
Yeah.
I'm going to be really pissed off that I bought these fours.
Yeah.
And I just didn't just wait a few months extra. But I don't know. I don't even know if it's coming out. I don't even know. They haven't even announced it or anything. So I'm just waiting. Yeah. Kind of hoping
you're waiting for something.
It works. Yes. The one side is completely broken. So it keeps falling out.
Yeah.
But, just duct tape that shit.
I thought about it.
This episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer.
Ooh. Joey, how do you feel about shopping online?
I feel positively. I feel it's the only way the Zoomers shop.
You know one thing about shopping online? How many times has that promo code just taunted you when at the checkout?
I just don't want to be missing out on deals.
Lads, Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart. Let me tell you how it works, okay?
Tell me, Joey. I'll tell you exactly how
it works, all right? Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites,
all right?
Okay, when you go to the checkout, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is a click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll just watch the prices drop.
You know, guys, now that we're in England, we gotta buy plenty of tea. And thanks to Honey, I saved £20. I'm basically robbing from the Queen herself.
So if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free deals. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting us, the boys. And get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/trashtaste. That's joinhoney.com/trashtaste.
It's win-win, guys. It's win-win.
Back to the episode.
Okay.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
You're the gamer, right? You talked about keyboards, all right? Yeah. 144 hertz monitors. All right.
If you genuely think there's no difference, you know, no. 144 hertz.
Is there a point if you don't play FPS? Because because we have in the office. I've never used them.
Like, you notice it more with FPS games, but like even normal games that are not like locked to 60 look way better in 144.
I think that's the problem. I only play games that are locked to 60.
Because you're on the Switch, right? If you actually game on your PC, 144 hertz is way, it looks way better than, I don't know. I'd rather have 144 hertz than like a more like higher resolution.
Right.
For me,
right.
It's way nicer and smoother, and it just looks good. I don't know why. Resolution it's after milky. After like 2K, I can't fucking tell the difference. Like, I 4K games monitor, barely look any different from 2K to me.
Yeah.
But I feel way more difference from 60 to 120 hertz, 144 hertz.
Mm. Yeah, because I feel the difference with FPS. I just don't play FPS. You know?
Same.
So I was just like, what other game types would really like really make me feel the difference? Because I haven't
Minecraft.
Really
any game where you're moving around, you're controlling a character moving.
You know, Minecraft's probably the only one where I've probably like somewhat slightly seen it.
Right.
You just notice it's just more fluid.
It looks kind of
smooth.
You'll
notice when you go back that it's like not quite the same. It's not bad. It's not like, you know, if you haven't got a lot of money, right? And you're choosing between like a better PC or like a monitor that makes you like come instantly.
Just
get a better PC, get better parts or something, right? Like it's kind of like the cherry on top, but there's no point buying a monster PC if you're then not also going to get a good monitor.
Right.
Because you're basically buying like an engine with a car that can't fit it. Like it's like, okay, well, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of people will have like 3080s and still use 60 FPS monitors. And I'm like, why? You've put like rockets on a scooter. It's just too much. Like you're overpowering it. I don't know. I mean, I game a lot, so I guess
I am that guy who has a 3080 and use it at 60 FPS. But like that's because it's like a fucking monster to render when I'm editing.
If you're not gaming, if you're doing
I definitely use
stuff,
it like that more than the gaming.
I've definitely noticed editing like a massive difference rendering and editing. Like that's like I don't need 60 FPS to edit.
If you're
streaming,
it's also very good. The Nvidia cards have dedicated video chips that are completely separate to the gaming. So you can game and stream at the same time and it doesn't affect the performance. But it does a little bit. Nice. That's just because of how other things are going on.
What do you think about, so do you care about the keyboard thonk then? Like,
I mean,
the ASMR sound?
The ASMR sound.
Yeah,
sounds.
I do. I mean, I like what I have right now. Maybe I should, Mudan can remind me to record something. I don't know. I'll probably forget.
He's gonna play an ASMR of his keys.
It's just like, I don't know. It's a nice click. It's a really nice click.
I'm on the fence right now because I'm gonna be getting my custom keyboard within like a few months. So maybe I'm gonna be like, man, Connor was right this entire time.
A couple of months from now, you're gonna be on that side.
Because like I remember going on this video and just looking at the comment section, and I'm just like, I've seen less horny comments on Pornhub comments. You know, like my God, like I literally feel like everyone is coming from like the sound of these keys, and I'm just that's a nice sounding key, I guess.
It's weird because it's like it feels like almost like Play-Doh-y at first because you're so used to the really harsh clicks. The ones where it feels like, oh, it's really like squishy and soft.
Like wet.
But then after a while you get used to it and you're like, oh no, this is actually really firm.
Like
the clicks are really solid. But they're not like in your fucking face. It's not like it's screaming, hey, you just clicked it. Hey, you just clicked it. You don't want to be that asshole on Discord. He's like,
because I remember when mechanical keyboards got popularized and that was like the popular key.
Because it was like everyone bought the $30 mechanical keyboard on Amazon because they thought mechanical equaled good. When in fact, mechanical
keyboard, get over like you describing like the sound of these keys. And you know, it just sounds like, you know, hearing the experience of someone going on a drug I've never been on. You know, it's just like, at first it's like really wet, but then once you get used to it, it gets like really firm. And it's like, that's when the euphoria hits.
It's the lube.
It's the lube.
Like they're in the, cause like when I
lube my fingers. When
Cause when I was picking the keys, cause like I'll take a picture and send it to you, Mudan, but like I have like a whole fucking like, it's a square of just keys of different keys. And I have, and like, it's bad with someone with ADHD because it's just like you just like constantly clicking it and you're just like, oh, this just feels
a fun
nice.
Toy.
Oh, this is a fun toy. It's like fidget spinner's got nothing on this. And then you have to like click one and then you have to choose one key from like 100.
Yeah.
I'm like at some points, like keys just like meld together and there are like different, like the different like lubeness of keys. And like, I didn't know lubeness like mattered with keyboard keys. Like I'm just like, okay, at which point I'm like, I'm getting it. It's like a hobby, right? It's a hobby kind of object, right? Because you have to be really into it to really care about it this much.
A key file,
right? Yeah. All right, at which one does it get like too much where it's
Never too much.
Never is it never much. Too much?
Never too much.
All right. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for my first custom
people like
keyboard.
This is why we're going to have flying cars.
Like, they're the ones. They're going to yeah,
get too invested
cars.
In this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone told me on stream yesterday, I was like, completely unrelated, but you said ADHD, so it came up in my mind. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, because chat was accusing me of having ADHD. And I was like, no, I don't have ADHD.
What?
I was like, I can focus on things. Like, I get really fixated on things sometimes. Yeah. And they were like, you know, focusing too much is a sign of ADHD, right? And I was like, what?
Yeah, it is.
And apparently it is.
Yeah.
How do we, so I was like, wait, what? So if I concentrate too much on things,
you have ADHD.
But if I don't concentrate enough, I have ADHD too. Yep. And I'm like, wait, hold up. What is it? What does that mean? What is it? How does that work?
It's just, I don't know. It's like, you can't be on too far of the either side of the spectrum.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you have a problem.
I guess because it doesn't specify that you can't pay attention. It's attention deficit disorder. So
yeah,
too
exactly.
much attention
yeah.
or too little. But yeah. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What? Who's making these rules up, huh? I don't know.
People have ADHD, I guess.
People who are more informed than us, you know?
I was like, God damn, these people coming up with these definitions. I'm like, that's crazy.
It's usually the person that says you have ADHD. Yeah. Like officially.
How do you test if someone concentrates too much? How do you test? I'm genuinely curious.
It's like, basically like you can't control yourself and you realize that, oh shit, it's like.
Oh, you're getting lost in something? Oh,
yeah.
So you get obsessed with
it. It's kind of OP though.
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, it's like, you can't control it.
But I feel there's a lot of people like in just this internet age that, you know, because we're so fucking oversensitized and just overwhelmed with all this fucking information, right? Yeah. All at the same time, right? There are so many people who are just like, oh, there's so much fucking shit to do on the internet. Do I have ADHD? I'm like, no, you're just on the internet.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, I don't think like I have a problem. I think there's just so much shit that's being shoved in my face.
Yeah, that's what it
sometimes.
Is.
Sometimes, I
but,
don't know.
But that's why like, I reckon there's probably, I mean like-
I don't know, you have ADHD, how does it feel?
I mean, it is weird, right? Because the reason, I only like recently got diagnosed with ADHD and it was just like the most aha moment of my life. Like, of course I do, you know?
It's like, oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, because like, you know, especially like growing up in Asian culture, mental health and mental conditions are very like,
don't exist.
Literally that meme image of just don't be sad. Like
cutting
the water faucet.
Yeah, cutting the water of like, don't be sad. Don't be sad. So I remember like, cause I have this like such a vivid memory in school, right? Of, I knew someone in school who got diagnosed with ADHD and they got like some like advantage or something in a test that we were taking, right? I got like extra time or something. And then you remember like describing like what his experience of ADHD was. And I was just like, what a fucking liar. What a fucking liar. I do that. And he's getting some free time on an exam. What the fuck? And it just never fucking occurred to me that unfortunately I had the same symptoms because I was raised not even raised, but like a lot of people in my culture and the environment I grew up with, it was just, it was put in our minds that, you know, mental health just wasn't really like, it was either like a very, very serious thing or it just like was, just didn't exist. And you just got to get on with
like
your day.
Like there's no such thing as a mild symptom. Right?
Yeah,
you either had it or you don't have it.
So what made you think, I should go and see if I have it? Like what was the turning point?
This is going to be awful. Enough comments on Trash Taste.
No way, are you serious?
I am actually
serious.
Wait,
why? Because you were like fidgeting with things?
Huh?
Because you were fidgeting with things?
Honestly, seeing myself on camera, I'm just like, damn, man, I do that shit? What? Yeah. Because obviously I've never been on camera, and especially with me being on camera documented so much on Trash Taste. I'm like, damn, I do a lot of weird shit.
Psychoanalyze.
All
the time.
I understand.
Well, you start to notice habits, right?
Yeah. I start to notice habits because you're looking at yourself through the third person. And then also, you know, there's always going to be comments that are like psychoanalyzing and overanalyzing stuff.
Oh yeah,
like,
people say some really wild shit.
Yeah. But then like what I saw some comments that are just like, fuck, they kind of make sense. And then I Google what they say. I'm like, damn, that doesn't look like it's just someone talking out their ass. And then like the final straw was meeting someone here who has ADHD and they describe their symptoms. I'm like, fuck, okay, I need to go get diagnosed.
Right,
I need to go get checked out. And yeah, it was
Thanks to Trash Taste, I guess, and thanks to random YouTube comments.
Well done, guys.
Well done, guys. You're like, it's like the one time in the world where you guys were actually correct with your diagnosis. And you weren't just a bunch of like Reddit armchair psychologists.
I've seen some wild ones.
Yeah.
So some wild diagnoses.
Yeah, I did. I have as well.
The views of Trash Taste.
that's not an excuse to psychoanalyze all of us, yeah, okay? Yeah. A broken clock is right two times, you know, guys.
I remember my when I was growing up, everyone was like convinced I had like dyslexia.
Yeah. Mm.
And like, I was like, no, I don't think I do. Because I don't really have a problem reading the words. I just really fucking hate doing it.
Right.
But because they would describe the symptoms to me as like when I was like 10 or something. Mm-hmm. So just give some backstory to this. I went to a Welsh school. I didn't like reading. I liked gaming. Mm-hmm. I was probably my parents.
Gamer from birth.
My parents probably wished that nobody'd ever introduced me to gaming.
Yeah.
But I was introduced to gaming very, very young. Right. Yeah. Talking like 4, 5, 6. I found out about video games.
Yeah.
And I became like obsessed. Mm. And I read the games. I've said this before. I beat all of, like, one of the first games I ever played was Pokemon Gold in French. And I beat the whole game in French. I don't know how.
Even though you don't know any French.
Yeah, this must have been literally the birth of me bashing my head against the wall to figure out shit in video games and not reading. So I've been doing this since like a young age. I never really like read stuff. I just kind of did it. Mm-hmm. This is probably like, sounds very like monkey-esque already and not very intelligent.
It's very like a primeval.
It is. So, and I went to a Welsh school. So I didn't really read English like ever. Mm-hmm. We learned everything in Welsh. I spoke in Welsh in school. Yeah. So I never read English like ever. The only thing I'd ever read is like, we go to the store. I would just read the fucking
bread.
Whatever. Like, but like when I would be quizzed on like how to spell shit, I like wouldn't know. They'd be like, spell said. And I'd be like, oh yeah, just Z, Z-E-D, innit? Said. I'd be like, I don't know. So this is from like age like 8, right, whatever. Like, I was fucking awful.
So
when we started learning English more, I was like, I just don't read books ever.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? You didn't read books? And my parents were like, yeah, we tried to make him read. He wouldn't.
But he keeps playing those goddamn video games.
To be fair, like my parents tried their goddamn hardest to get me to read. It was just not going to happen. Like I had absolutely zero interest in it.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was so bad at English. Mm. But like they knew I was very competent at all other subjects. Like I was very like, you know, maths and science and all that. Mm-hmm. Really, really high marks. Like I was, you know, I mean, I got like A star and shit in maths and all that. So the highest grade you can get, did engineering and all that. There's no problem with like, I wasn't like bad at learning.
It was just,
I just hated this one subject.
Mm. Right.
So they were convinced. They were like, well, if he's competent in other stuff, I mean, he just must have some dyslexia or something. And they would tell me what the symptoms were.
Yeah.
And it was so annoying because as a kid, this is where I started learning where adults like fuck with you as a kid.
Yeah.
They would like try and spoon feed me the answers to like say to like dyslexia.
Right.
They would like try and tell me I had symptoms that I didn't have.
And to like get you to agree to it.
Just because they wanted to have like that, like so they can tick it off. It's like, oh, we figured it out.
Yeah.
We sorted him out. And then whenever I have an issue, they'll be like, oh, don't worry. We don't have to put him work. He's just dyslexic. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
This is where you're like, I get it. Cause the teachers, they want an answer. They want a reason.
They want a solution, right?
They want to know why. Yeah. And I can understand everyone wants a reason why, but like, unfortunately, mental health and shit like that. And learning is like the most complicated shit known to man. And there is never, ever just a one solution that fits all.
Yeah, like just because somebody sucks at something, it doesn't mean there's an inherent problem.
So I would like talk to my teachers and stuff. And I remember talking to my English teacher and she like made me like stay after class and she talked to me and she'd be like, so you can read these words, right? And I was like, yeah, I can read them. And she's like, they don't look like messed up or jumbled at all. And I was like, no, not really. And then she was like, sometimes the words are hard to read. I'm like, yeah, I don't know the word sometimes. I don't really know it. So it's kind of hard to read because English is kind of funny and the pronunciation is weird. And then so she was like, okay. So then another teacher came in a few weeks later and started asking me more questions about dyslexia and stuff. And I was like, no, the words are not fucking jumbled, okay? I've seen the movies. They don't fucking do that. And I know that's not how it works, but I'm like, I do not have a problem. I can see all the letters in order. They do not move. I know what I'm reading. I am just shit at this subject and I don't like it.
Just like start shaking your body like, what about now?
Yeah. It was literally like, I had, Thank God I wasn't like I wasn't a kid that was just like, and I feel bad because like kids are so easily like pushed into saying yes or no.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I was a stubborn fuck from like a young age where I was like, no, the words are not jumbled. I don't have a problem reading the words. I just hate this shitty subject.
Yeah.
I hate English.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. You have to be. You have to be. You have to have a disability.
Man, you've done this far.
You must be. You must be.
I'm very glad that I was. I don't know where I got the stubbornness from, but I was glad because like, I remember like it was really annoying, and they kept insisting I had it. No.
It's like, stop.
I do not have this. I have no problem reading of Mice and Men. Yeah. I just don't like it. Like, I'd rather watch the movie.
They're like trying to just like brainwash you. Right?
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I'm realizing. Like, I understand now why, like, you know, this whole discussion about diagnosing kids is like, I get why it's like a touchy subject.
Mm.
And some parents are like, my kids, you can't diagnose them. And then, you know, some people are so quick to jump to it. Mm. It's a really uncomfortable subject and kind of touchy because the kids often can't, like I was a kid, I couldn't fully express that. You know, I can't just be like, listen, I didn't really connect with the subject. I don't like it.
Yeah, they can't fend for themselves, right?
Yeah, I can't really fully explain why I don't want to, why I don't engage with this.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they're just like, well,
But they're like, no, we're the adults. We know more than you.
Right, yeah, exactly. So
it's kind of it's weird, man. And I think that's why, like, when you get parents that are super passionate about it and stuff, and then there's also the thing of, like, some parents don't want to get their kids diagnosed with things because they don't want to like be like, my kid has a problem or has something, right? My parents didn't really give a shit. They were like, if he's got it, he's got it, whatever. Like, just deal with it. But
Because I think with how mental health is now, it's just like, it feels like, at least it feels like, if you're diagnosed with something, then the kind of feeling is, oh, there's something wrong with me or something that. You know, there's something broken with me. Because like with me and ADHD, for example, like, I didn't realize that I was abnormal, you know, because I would do all these things to basically be able to like seem like I was able to function, you know, and I'd only learned recently that was like my coping mechanisms for how my brain works, you know.
Yeah,
I'd figured out ways to live with it, and I thought everyone had to do that, you know. That's just what I thought, and like, especially like after being diagnosed, it hasn't like changed my life or anything like that. It's like the biggest thing that it's done for me is like, it's just helped me understand myself. And I think that's just, I think that's like the most valuable thing.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
It's
sure,
like,
it makes sense of things that you were like, why am I like, yeah,
exactly. Cause it's just helped me like deal with it even more. Cause I just remembered, because it wasn't just the YouTube comments as well. I remember specifically seeing this one YouTube video, and that was like the last straw where it was like,
Dr. Mike diagnosed.
No, where it was like what ADHD feels like. And someone edited a video of their day and like edited it in a way to show how they perceive the world. The world. And it was like such a one-for-one copy of how I see the world.
No.
I was just like, oh my God. So like, that was like the aha moment. Cause I think that was one scene in particular. Cause he was going about his day and he was like being scolded by his teacher or his mom or something. And he was like fidgeting, right? He was fidgeting. And he would get told off for that for him to, because his mom or his teacher, I can't remember who it was exactly, but they were just like, can you concentrate, please? I'm trying to tell you something serious and you're doing something else. And I'm just like, and he said, oh, but it helps me to concentrate. And I'm just like, that's been my entire life. That's been, I need to fidget with something in order to concentrate. And if I don't, I just lose like my trail of thought or something, right?
He's just like me.
Yeah. I was just like, holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I should fucking go in and get this.
So how do they, cause I've always been curious, like when you go see a doctor, right? And you want to like, you know, figure out if you are actually diagnosed with it, how does the doctor like check that?
Well,
like, is there like a test?
He just puts like a Rubik's Cube on the table. He's like,
I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Puts like a fidget spinner on the table.
What do you think about this, huh?
Because I've always been curious, like, you know, how does the doctor like kind of determine whether you actually have ADHD or if it's just like something similar to that that's not necessarily ADHD, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment I'm still like processing it and learning through it, because at the moment, at the beginning, they take you when they do like this this just it's a survey at first, so right. it's like the first test, and then afterwards, if you tick enough boxes to be like, oh, okay, there's a chance, then you go into the psychologist and, you know, they ask you like a bunch of questions. For me, at least, I don't know, because like another friend in England just recently got diagnosed with ADHD as well, and I think in England they have a different kind of process.
It's probably different to every country.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's different to every country. In England, I believe there's like you have to go to like a group session as well or something like that. Wow. It's different in every country, but for me, it was more just a one-on-one talk with the psychologist, where they just asked me like very detailed questions about my experiences, how I perceive events, and like I can't remember everything because there was like a lot of fucking questions. Yeah. But it was basically like a therapy session where it's like, so tell me about
talk
this experience.
Me yeah.
Talk me about this. Right, tell me about that. Right. And yeah, I mean, ever since being diagnosed, I've like I said, my life hasn't changed that much. I just know now it's like written in paper that this
you got
is
the, you got the yeah. plaque now.
I got the plaque of just like, here's how your brain works and here's why your brain does this shit.
Yeah.
And like ever since knowing that, I'm like, ah, that makes sense. Now I have like a word to put to how I felt for a lot of my life. And yeah, that's it. Like. That's the thing. I feel a lot of people maybe have different conditions or different mental conditions that they've just never really thought about. Because like me, maybe you found a way to cope with it day to day, you know, because like me, maybe you thought that, hey, maybe everyone's like this. And then you've just found a way to live normally because you've grown up in an environment where you just need to like just get on with it, basically. And a lot of the times, like, not every mental condition is just like on the extreme end. Sometimes it's like really, really subtle.
Yeah.
But if you've ever like had a thought that maybe I do have this or maybe I do have that, I think it might be worth just talking to someone, not to have a life-changing aha moment, but just learning more about yourself, I feel like, is the most valuable thing that someone can do. Yeah. And doesn't mean that there's necessarily anything wrong with you, you know?
I think more people would probably go if it was like easier to get seen.
Yeah, definitely.
Places, right?
It's like, yeah.
You've got to be either rich or have a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah.
Or both. To get anything done healthcare wise or mental health wise. I know in the UK it's not too great. I know they're like trying to get better at it, but I know it's not adequate.
Yeah, in the UK it's like the waiting list is like huge, fucking huge. Mm. Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, because I feel like the biggest problem, especially like everywhere but America, I can see, is like access to mental health care is it's difficult to sell, especially in Asia. Oh,
in Japan, dude, it's like,
oh my god,
half the time it's just like non-existent.
Mental
health in Japan is the izakaya. There is no it's like, go to the pub, drink a beer, don't think about it.
That's I know why you're sad. It's because you're not drunk right now. Go to an izakaya, have a couple of beers, you'll be all right. Yeah. And then it's just no.
I was walking home and I saw a guy just like on the floor, just crying in Tokyo, and I was like, Why is like no one helping him? Like loads of people just walking past him. Like, why is no one saying like, hey, are you okay? It's just so weird to me. I don't know. People are just like, man, I don't want to get involved.
It's
They don't. That's the thing.
It's so fucking sad.
They see, because you know, again, collectivist society, they see one, you know, cog that's out of the system, and they're like, well, that's not our problem. We're just gonna keep the system moving. You know?
The UK isn't great, but I think at least where I was from, if someone was like crying in the street, like everyone would be like, you okay?
Oh yeah. I'd say most English speaking countries, there'd definitely be at least a couple of people be like, hey, you know, you're right, dude, what's up?
Yeah,
you know,
kind of thing. At least like someone checking on them.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, not to say that Japan isn't, you know, the fucking cruel mistress of the world sense, right? Like, there's definitely people, I've seen people, you know, go up to strangers and
I wanted to help, but I was like, I don't want this to be an awkward language barrier situation where you actually need help, and I'm just like, oh, hi, you know? I felt so sad about that. I couldn't do anything to help this dude. Because I was like, I don't know, just imagining what situations he could be going through. Maybe so fucking sad. I was like, what if his parents like said he couldn't go home or something? I don't fucking know. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to add an addendum to what I said. If you do, like, I think a big issue nowadays is there's a lot of self-diagnosis. I've seen it on TikTok, especially.
The internet doctors.
Like, they're like, I've read one Google article, I am like, I, you know, I'm like, I got this ADHD or I'm like,
well, it's almost like the, what's the word? The like collection of, you know, people kind of say what you will, but online they kind of see it as like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Some
yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
do. They're like, I'm, if I have XX thing and I have it in my bio, I'm yeah. like, I'm part
you get
of
brownie points.
Group.
Right?
Yeah. yeah. It's
or,
weird,
or you're like immune to like yeah. sometimes like being an asshole or something. Or
yeah. yeah.
You know? Like it's just like, it's, I don't know. I, it sucks because you don't want to be like, man, people are faking it. But it's yeah. like, there are people faking it.
No,
people
there are.
See it as like a badge of honor in a way.
And yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What?
And even, like, and you know, even
you
if
be,
you...
You can be proud, about it. Can be proud yeah. about it and be open about it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Is it like...
But, like, self, don't be a dick about it.
Yeah, self-diagnosing yeah. so that you can then go and brag about it online. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But people actually have to deal with this shit.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right?
Exactly.
And then that whole argument comes into like, well, we couldn't afford to go to a doctor and get actual diagnosis. And it's like, yeah, but you probably still should never diagnose. I don't think anyone ever would recommend you self-diagnose.
No.
Especially could be completely wrong.
Especially
about
with something as delicate and as complicated yeah. as mental health.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, the mind is a complicated thing yeah. and people do weird shit a lot of the yeah. times. And you can never know unless you really see like an expert, you know.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
And then it also sucks as well. Cause then you see an expert, maybe the expert was shit at his job or something, you know? So there's always this like fucking minefield of
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like counter arguments.
Have you ever like had a bad experience with like a doctor or anything like that?
Yeah, I've had doctors where I'm like, yo, this thing is actually like fucking hurting me. And then he's yeah. like, oh no, it's good. And I'll be like, what? Bro, no, I'm in like some bad, severe pain. He's like, no, you're good. And then yeah. I go to another doctor. He's like, oh, holy shit, man. You gotta sort this out.
I've had yeah. a lot of instances where I go to like a local doctor, like a yeah. local GM, and they'll be like, I'll refer you to a bigger hospital
yeah.
after looking at it for like 2 seconds. And then yeah. you go to the bigger hospital and they're like, oh, here's some drugs you can get yeah. anywhere. I'm like, yeah. why did the guy at the local GM not do that instead yeah. of fucking wasting my time yeah. taking me to another bigger hospital that's way further away
yeah.
to do the exact same job that he could have done?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's probably the only one I've had.
Yeah, because especially me, like right now I'm like, I think my biggest 30s like health thing that I've found so much is like my jaw issue and so I've been like trying to get someone, I've been trying to find an expert to help me sort it out. So you know, I go to the dentist to try and find out what's wrong with my jaw, right? And so like, I mean, I remember the first time I've tried to get it sorted out was I remember when I went to like several dentists in the UK and one of them said, oh, do you still have your wisdom teeth? And they were like, and I was like, yeah, I still have my wisdom teeth, but like, they're not like, the spacing in it isn't like, it isn't bad or anything. It's not like hurting me or anything like that. And they were like, yeah, we recommend you get that taken out. And I was like, okay, that's a big commitment, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the time I was still a YouTuber. So, you know,
you can't talk.
So I wanted to make sure that I needed to go through this procedure. So I went to a second dentist for a second opinion and he was like, no, definitely don't take your wisdom teeth out. That's not the issue. Here, have this mouth guard. And I was like, okay, he gave me the mouth guard. And like improved it a little bit, but like the problems still persisted. So I went back to him and he's like, yeah, honestly, maybe you need braces or something. That's going to cost like £30,000 or something. I was like, okay, let's be sure I need to go through this. And yeah. So like at this point I'd moved to Japan,
yeah.
right? And then come to Japan, go do the same thing, go to the dentist. And they were like, you don't need to take your wisdom teeth out, but maybe just take the top wisdom teeth out. I'm just like, I'm getting like a, like every dentist I've gone to so far has given me a different opinion about what needs to be done. So I'm like, who do I listen to?
You know, another one is like, so you only need to remove half your wisdom teeth? Just like the top half, just like just shave it off a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just shave the top off and you'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's so like, I want to get it fixed, but I just, it's scary because whatever I go through, it's a big commitment, obviously. Yeah. In time and cost, and yeah. it's my body. I yeah. want to make sure it's done right. But at the same time, everyone I meet is telling me different things. So yeah. I have no fucking clue who to listen to. Basically,
I got like tonsillitis. Like, I used to get it like every year,
right?
And they were like, just remove your tonsils. And I was like, oh, I don't really want it. I'm like, oh, because they say there's a chance it can like affect your voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, I'd rather just be sick once a year and have yeah. like a lot of pain.
Well, you haven't had it in a while though, right?
No, luckily I haven't had it in a while. Like, yeah. I don't think I've had it in Japan.
Yeah,
right. Luckily. But I used to get it like every year.
Right.
Yeah. It was a pain in the ass. But I just didn't want my voice to change. So I was like, I like my voice right now. Yeah. It's yeah. kind of important to my job.
Yeah, yeah.
What if I change it?
And although they say like, you know, you have a chance that the voice will change, but it's not like you're going to be like, hey guys, what's up?
No, I know. I was just like, I have learned how to use my voice.
Yeah.
For like voice acting, yeah.
I guess you're gonna like relearn it.
I don't know how it would feel. They just told me there's a chance it could change slightly, and I was like, for me, it's just not worth it. I was like, I'll just be sick every now and then.
Yeah,
I'll take the sickness.
Like, I'll just be sick.
Tonsillitis isn't real.
Yeah, it's not an illness.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset. Bro, it's a lifestyle.
That shit fucking sucks. Have you had that? Have you got yours removed?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I still have mine.
I still have mine, yes.
Oh, dude, when you get it, it fucking hurts. Have you ever had it?
Yeah, I've had it.
No.
It's horrible.
Never had it.
It's fucking horrible.
Your voice, your like throat closes up so much. Ugh. And it feels like it's like... You know, there's like fucking squishy toys where you put your finger in it.
Yeah,
that's how I imagine your throat looks like.
Ugh.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It's so gross.
That sounds gross. Yeah, no,
it's
thank
not
you.
That bad. It's just your voice.
Wait, how do you get it? You just like it's just like a virus you pick up, or
I believe it's a virus. It's like an infection on your tonsil.
Oh, okay.
Right, it might be viral.
Kissing
or bacterial.
Someone with it or something. I don't know.
just
sucking too many dicks, right?
JoJo fans.
Now that I'm a JoJo fan, I gotta be careful.
You can't be going any
Don't want to pick up tonsillitis for my next blowjob.
I don't know. Generally, I just avoid going to the hospital or clinic at all costs. I'm like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I've said this before. I just don't want to go.
Yeah.
I'll be like dead before I go. Unless it's like really severe. I'm in like a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Right.
So we kind of went on like a 1 hour tangent from Joey saying, we're going to get back to explaining the title of this video.
Mm. Holy shit. I completely forgot about that.
In true trash taste. Fashion. Joey's like, we'll get back to this.
We'll get back to this.
1 hour later.
Yeah, so we're going to be leaving Japan after this episode for a little bit of time, specifically 2 months, quote unquote.
Is it 2 months?
Month and a half.
Month and a half.
Something like that.
It doesn't really matter because, I mean, you guys aren't going to know the exact dates,
but we're
going to be filming Trash Taste in abroad.
We're going the next arc is going to be Trash Taste Abroad, basically.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to say goodbye to this studio for now because we're going to be filming in some of the different countries that we're going to be in.
One we can say because we announced it like a couple of episodes ago. But like, you know, since if you guys watched the episode 4 episodes ago, I think, where we announced we were going to AX, by the way, see you guys there.
Yeah.
Then obviously you'll know we're going to be in LA for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're filming some episodes in LA.
Yeah, and some in London as well.
Yeah, we're going to be, because these boys are going to be coming to the wedding as well, my wedding, which by the time of release of this episode should have happened. Should have already happened.
So congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats, I guess.
Thank you.
God is married if you're watching this.
This is, I'll be a married man IRL by the time this episode comes out.
IRL, as opposed to virtual.
Massive W.
As opposed to YouTube God.
Bro,
you know?
God's going to be at the altar and the guy's like, do you say I do? God's like, wait, why? That's fidgeting, bro. What's
that? So put the fidget spinner down.
Come on. But yeah, like, so we're going to be filming some episodes in London, some in LA, and we're going to have like a lot more guests on than we usually would for Trash Taste.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a lot of guests.
Like, it's going to be like an on parade.
So we had like no guests for like 20 episodes.
Yeah,
and we're going to have a lot of guests in a row. And then obviously, you know, some people are going to like that. Some people don't like it, but I think we just want to. We want to go somewhere and mix it up and try.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like the episodes or you don't like, we'll be back. You know, nothing's going to change.
Don't worry. We have over 100 episodes at this point.
Trash Taste isn't going anywhere. So, you know, it's something we want to do. We want to mix it up. And we hope that the change of scenery will look interesting as well. I mean, it obviously won't maybe not look as professional, but hopefully it'll still be the same old podcast.
Nice breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Because like we've had so many guests that we've wanted to come on, and it's been like 2 years of just constantly waiting. It's like, maybe it's gonna come, maybe, and then now that we can fly out, and maybe like we are just basically, it's the floodgates just opening, right? And it's just everyone coming on at once, because it's everyone that we've wanted to come on and we've talked to before about wanting to come on all coming on at once. So we're excited, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I hope.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of big episodes back to back, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not just going to be filming guest episodes. We're going to be filming some specials as well. So you're going to have your first Trash Taste specials abroad as well. We're not going to spoil what those specials are.
Yeah.
But we have.
Should be good.
Yeah. We have a lot planned for Trash Taste in the coming months.
If you miss just us, I'm sure there'll be some episodes sprinkled in there that are just the three of us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I know there's a good a vocal bunch on the subreddit that love the just us three episodes.
Yeah.
And I guess they're so used to it now. So.
Yeah. It's such an interesting divide though, right? Because it's like, you know, in my head, it's like, yeah, the fucking guest episodes are like awesome because it's like a new person, new perspective, new topics to talk about, right? But then there are a lot of people who are just like, who? Like, you know, like they're looking at the fourth person, like, who this man?
I think we try to make the guest episode so even if you don't know the guest, you can kind of, they can come on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had, what, 3 guest episodes before this one, right?
Yeah. Also, you know, our guest episodes aren't as personal. So I understand that people might not enjoy them as much if that's what they like most about Trash Taste.
Yeah.
Because obviously we can't go into a lot about how we feel about things and our own life. Because it's like, oh, we're trying to make sure the vibe is good and that the guest can vibe.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
That's why we decided to just have it, the three of us, when we started, right? Because we were like, if we put a fourth person in there, not a whole lot of like deep conversation is going to happen. You know? It's going to be too on the surface.
I mean, we're clowns, but sometimes we want to not be clowns and just want to chill and vibe, you know?
Yeah. Just vibing, bro.
Just vibing.
True.
We're clowns, but we also vibe just as clowns as well.
It's a clown vibe.
So I'm sure there'll be a fun America stories while we're there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure I'll gain
a lot of fun UK stories as well, I'm sure.
God, I'm not looking forward to gaining weight.
Yeah, I've been trying my fucking hardest to not gain weight before, like, obviously my wedding as well.
Yeah.
But like, it's really hard whenever you travel out, because one of the hardest things is keeping to a schedule, right? Or keeping to habits. And like, when you're living in the same place and you like build this habit, you know, you can stay on this habit and it's so much easier. But when there's like even like a slight change in environment or something, you know, it's so easy for just like one domino to fall over and like everything just falls over.
Oh yeah.
And you just like slip into like the complete opposite lifestyle of what you had.
I'm trying my best to stay healthy right now. I've been like going to the gym like every day.
Yeah.
Just like working out. Cause I'm like, I need to be healthy before I go out there.
Couldn't be me.
I don't know. I also want to get in shape as well. So
yeah.
I mean, I feel more energized when I've worked out.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need that.
Yeah.
I get on like the exercise bike every now and then still at home. Cause we bought one quite a while ago. So like whenever I have time, I do that. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like again, like I was going to the gym for a while and then just that one trip out for like a week, just completely throws everything out.
Yeah.
You know, right. And then you come back and you're like, well, fuck, now I got to start from the scratch again, you know?
Yeah,
you're just like not motivated at all.
Yeah.
And that's just like, it's just a complete like habit killer.
Well, it depends on, I don't know, I'm kind of picky. Like because some hotels are like, we have a gym.
Yeah.
And you rock up to this gym and it is literally like a treadmill from the 80s that like, it's just so shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, okay, I mean, I guess I'll do that. And they got like no weights or anything. And you're like, I guess I'll just run.
Mm.
And then you're just like, okay. And then you go to the next place and they're like, we have a gym. Oh, gym's closed or something. Or like, it's just like, it's so hard to like stay consistent working out when you're traveling and stuff. It's
definitely
impossible.
I don't even try to pretend to try and keep up.
I remember when I was going to the gym crazy, like when I lost the majority of my weight, like before I came to Japan, I was doing it while I was going to the conventions and it was so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Waking up in the morning before a convention and going to the gym.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And, it was so hard. Oh my God. And also bringing your gym gear with you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
Just bring your 75% dumbbells, man.
Yeah,
that's all you need, man. That's all you need.
You don't realize, right? In your suitcase, shoes take up a lot of room.
Weirdly,
shoes are a pain in the ass, and then also shoes get dirty. So you're like, I want to kind of like cover them up.
Yeah,
just like pain in the ass, and you got to bring gym clothes, which you're not going to wear any other time.
Okay,
any other time.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Like, I remember before when I used to travel, I'd be like, I'd have to use like the weight limit to its fucking maximum, right?
Oh, of course.
Like you'd have to pack as much as you can. And if you don't, then you could squeeze in more there. But now, like, I want to pack as light as possible, right? Mm. And like, shoes are the most like annoying things, right?
They're because so annoying.
They're like,
okay. Because they're light, but they take up the most space.
What the thing is, are they light? Sometimes shoes aren't light.
If you're packing like boots, packing like fucking Doc Martens, then I need like separate luggage just for these fucking Doc Martens.
Because like, here's the thing, like, do you normally pack extra pairs of shoes with you?
I normally pack the everyday shoes and the nice shoes.
Yeah, it depends where I'm going.
Right.
Sometimes, like, if I'm going to, like, say, like, a completely different, like, if I'm going somewhere that's, like, really summery and beachy, then, you know, I'll take, like, a couple of, like, flip-flops or whatever.
Flip-flops don't count. They aren't shoes.
But, like, you know, if I'm going somewhere and I know I need to go to, like, a fancy dinner or something, then, you know, I'll bring some, like, dress shoes and shit.
Yeah,
like
That's, right? And they are just, like, the most fiddliest thing to try and fucking fit in your... In your luggage.
But if I just need, like, a pair of sneakers, then I'm just taking the one pair of sneakers.
Yeah. You know? Like, how many jeans do you bring? How many pairs of trousers do you bring?
Oh, one pair of jeans.
One pair of jeans.
Because I'm just like, for some reason, it's so weird. I like can bring like 10 t-shirts, 5 hoodies, whatever. And I'm like, do I need an extra pair of jeans? Sometimes the answer is no, you know?
I saw this YouTube short. And it was people going around asking people how much underwear they brought for like a 5-day trip.
Right.
And I was just like, I was shocked.
Is it not 5?
Yeah. Well, how much did you bring to a 5-day trip? How many pairs of underwear?
Okay. Like, it's 5 minimum, but sometimes I'm like, maybe I need that extra pair of underwear.
Maybe I'll shit myself.
It's not underwear, it's socks. How many pairs of socks do you bring?
Oh, I always bring extra socks.
Wait, why?
Because, you know, you might run into an instance where, like, say, wherever you are is raining, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Your socks get wet. Mm. You don't want to wear those wet socks for the rest of the day.
Oh, okay, but I'm talking about underwear. Right? Yeah. Socks, I can kind of...
Okay, underwear for me, if it's a 5-day trip, I'm bringing max 6.
How much are you guys bringing? How much are you guys bringing?
You go, you for a 5-day trip.
You go, you
5-day
trip.
Max 6.
6, right?
Six.
Socks?
No, underwear. No. Underwear. How many pairs of underwear for 5-day trip?
6, yeah. Six.
Like for me, the amount of socks and the amount of underwear you bring should be equal, right?
Yes.
Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
Your face was just like, yeah.
On this video, people were like 8, 9, 10, 11. And then like 3. And then
I was thinking like 1.
Yeah. So I was like, whoa. But like 8? What is happening? Well, you're bringing 8 pairs of underwear. What has happened on your trip?
You gotta like double up, right?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, when you're working out, it's a different story, right? Because if you're planning the workout, I get it. Because when I work out more, I'm running through socks and underwear.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not re-wearing that underwear.
Yeah.
It sucks because you're like, fuck, I only got half a day out of this underwear. Fucking wash it.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. But, you know, but like, if you're just going on a trip, why do you need more than 5 pairs? Does it make any sense?
It also depends on the climate, because if you're going to like, especially like a Southeast Asian country, you are sweating through that fucking underwear, man. Like,
you're taking like 4 showers a day.
Yeah. The swamp ass, man, is just like, it's on another level. Okay, you need those extra pairs of underwear, man.
But like, this is like in America. Like, I don't think there's a single place in America where you need more than 5 pairs of underwear.
I guess, unless maybe you're going Florida, on like a 5-day trip to like Death Valley, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I just think that, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I've been trying to, like, you know, like you said, I'm trying to minimize, but also, did you ever try and do anything sneaky with your suitcase at the airport? Did you ever try to like get past the weight limit?
How so?
One time, I can't remember which airport it was in, the thing where the suitcase was, there was no other staff to this side.
Yeah.
It was just the person there behind the desk.
Yeah.
And I had the suitcase just like, the suitcase I had was kind of like, the wheels were kind of, like not centered, not on the edge, but like kind of going towards the center.
Mm-hmm.
So the edge was leaning off.
Yeah.
And so I just do that thing where you just like put your foot and just like slightly lift it up to like get a kilogram or two off and then just hold it like some kind of Nen user. You're you got to have the conversation while just slightly holding it. Cause it was going to go over.
Yeah.
I knew it was over because on the way there it was over.
Yeah.
So on the way back,
how much was it over?
Like 5 kilograms.
Okay. Fine. So you're not getting away with that.
So I did.
Huh?
I got it down to like, it was just 20 kg limit, right?
Yeah.
It was going to like 24, 20 25. 20
kg limit?
Yeah.
Who are you flying with?
Most of the airlines have 20 kg on one bag limit.
Isn't that 23?
Normally 20. It actually depends on the airline.
A lot of them are 20.
Yeah, sometimes 15 as well.
Okay.
So I was like, I need to shave 5 off this bad boy right now. And it was
warm
so,
up the car.
Dude, it was so hard because I'm like on the desk like this, trying to get my documents. And I'm like, my foot is like steel right now. Yeah, like lifting it up, but you got to keep it even. If it's wobbling, they know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, what are they going to do? They're going to kick me off the plane if they find out I'm doing it.
It just reminds me of like, you know, in JoJo where they put the chocolate under the water, right? Yeah. To like change the level of it while you're just having a conversation. Because it's like, I've been fucking with you this entire time.
I knew, because I had to pay the fee on the way there. I didn't have any other way of taking it. They charged me like $70 or something.
Yeah,
to
bring on this bag.
The flight was like 300.
Yeah.
I was broke. I couldn't afford 70. So I was like, I'm going to do this, bro. So yeah, it was like a JoJo like fight thing where I was like holding it up with my like left foot on the desk, doing my passport, getting the ticket.
He was like, Nani!
Put it on. And when I put it on, I just kept talking to her. Yeah. So it seemed like nothing was. I wasn't that close to it either. But like, because the desk was really tall.
Yeah.
And there was no one else.
So you can't see
me doing it. And there's no one behind me. And I was scared that someone would call me out, but no one did. So it all worked nicely.
If there was someone behind you, they would have just been like, damn.
Yeah. If somebody had called me out, I'd have been like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Let me, you want to be fucked over by them too? Come on. But one time I will say, when I was moving to Japan and I had like three suitcases, the woman was like, my suitcases were like, way over.
Yeah.
Because I had like my computer gear in. So it was like 10-15 kg over.
Yeah.
And she just like looked at me and I was like, I must look really sad because I was like, I'm moving. And she's like, all right, I won't tell anyone. And then she just let it on for free.
I love when they do that.
Yeah, because like it's so hard. So because like here's the thing, like I've had to like do similar things, but I tried to prepare as much as possible before going in. So you weigh it and you're just like, how much can you like physically bring on a carry-on? Okay.
Yeah, right.
Like you push that to the limit because you have a carry-on and then sometimes you can have like a bag, which is not too big or doesn't look too big, you know. But like you push the limits about how much you can have on a carry-on and a personal item. Is that what it's called, right?
Yeah, personal item. Yeah.
Right. So you have to spread things as equally as possible. And I noticed like the magic number is between like 0.5 and 1 kilogram, right? If it's over by like less than like 1 kilogram or just like I've met airlines that it's like, if it's exactly 1 kilogram, they will charge you. But if it's like 0.9, they're just like, We'll let it go. Yeah. The 0.1 kilograms makes a big difference.
That just reminded me of like the time when I got stranded in Canada one time because I lost my passport.
Right.
So I don't know if I've told this story on Trash Days, but this is like 5-6 years ago. I went to a con in Montreal, and you know, I was like hanging out with a bunch of mates and whatever, and then I was flying back to Australia, but I had to stop by in Toronto first. So it was like Montreal to Toronto and then Toronto back to Sydney.
Right.
So then I got to Montreal airport and I was like, I can't find my fucking passport. And you know, this is the first time ever I've lost my passport, let alone overseas, right?
Yeah.
Which is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
I find out later that my friend who was with me at the con the entire time, I'd accidentally put my passport in his bag and he had already flown home back to like, I think he lives in like San Jose or something.
Right.
So he was already in America with my passport in his bag.
Fuck, man.
And so I got to Montreal airport.
That's like nightmare.
It was a fucking nightmare.
I think
right?
I'd cry.
Yeah. No, like, cry. And like I got to Montreal airport. I told them the situation. They were like, all right, what you can do is that there's an Australian embassy in Toronto anyway.
Yeah.
So just, we'll let you fly to Toronto at least. But then you're going to have to find a hotel, go to the embassy, get a new passport.
Right.
Right. So, you know, I'm fucking freaking out. Right. So I fly to Toronto, get put in a hotel. And then my friend who had the passport was like, I can try and like email, like not email, but like,
email.
Not email. I can try and this, like send this to you, like mail it to you, through like FedEx or whatever. But like, I don't know how long it's going to take, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's technically in a different country.
So it
has to go through like customs and shit.
Yeah.
Right? I stayed in that hotel for 5 days straight.
Oh my God.
Every day.
FedEx? Yeah, took 5 days?
5 days.
Bruh.
Did he like cheap out?
No. It was stuck in customs for like three and a half days.
Bruh.
So it got to Canada like on the morning of day two, but because it's just a passport, it was literally just stuck in customs for like three whole days.
What the fuck were they doing?
I don't know. Checking it was legitimate or something, like no illegal activities or whatever.
Right.
But like, I was so fucking depressed because like I'm stuck in this hotel in the middle of Toronto. I don't know anyone who lives there, right?
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning and I'm literally sitting in front of the reception phone, just hoping that I get a call being like, you've got a package, right?
I hope you had an ergonomic keyboard.
No, I didn't. I was like, if I only had my 75%.
You were training up for COVID, man. Like,
yeah, no. So yeah. So the first thing I had to do though was I had to go to Toronto Airport to like change my flight, right? To be like, hey, I've lost my passport. I don't know what to do. And it was like this like Canadian woman who was there. And she was like, okay, you know, because it's an unfortunate situation, we can change your flight for free if you fly tomorrow.
Right.
And you know, I didn't know when this package was going to arrive, right? Yeah, so I was just like, okay, yeah, sure, let's do that.
Yeah.
You know, just so I don't get my flight completely canceled.
Yeah.
Of course, next day happens, it doesn't arrive.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So then the next day I had to go back to Toronto Airport and the same woman was there.
Right.
And she was like, okay, if you want to change it to like 2 or 3 days later, which is the next available flight, it's going to cost you like, you know, a couple of $1,000s.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right. And at the time, you know, because I'd only just started doing YouTube, I didn't have that kind of money. You know, I was still living off fucking scraps for YouTube ad rev. And so I was like, and you know, I was like on the verge of tears being like,
I'd be crying already. Like
I was on the verge of tears and just being like, I was just like, I don't have that kind of money right now. Yeah. And I was like, what do I do? Should I call my mom? But it's like 3 a.m. in Australia right now, blah, 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 blah. And then the woman just like kind of like was just looking at me panicking for a little bit. And then she just starts typing away on a keyboard. And then she prints out this ticket for 2 days to go. And she hands it to me. And then she just, I'll never forget it. She just says, I better not see you here ever again. And she just gave me this free ticket. Dude, I fucking cried. I just like, I got on my knees and I just broke down crying because this lady just literally just gave me this $2,000
ticket. Yeah.
Just because she felt sorry for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would never happen in Japan. In Japan, it's like, hold on, I got to call up the manager and then the manager's manager.
Oh no, in Japan, they'd be like, sorry.
They would never let it happen. So like, luckily, 2 days later, I got the fucking, you know, passport and I got the package and I fucking ripped that shit open in the hotel room, saw my passport, broke down crying again because I'm like, finally I can go home. And then, I got to Toronto Airport and I got my flight back and I was like, whoever you were, lady, I will never fucking forget you. That was like, that was the moment where I was like, you know what? People are awesome. There is a God.
I can confirm that that would never happen in Japan.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have that much of a stressful situation. Yeah. But something kind of similar happened to me recently.
Yeah.
So recently we went on a trip together. Mm. And after the trip, I was meant to fly to America. Mm. Fly to America to meet Sydney's family because I haven't seen them since before COVID. So I wanted to see them once before I get married and we become one big happy family. So I had the tickets booked and because the schedule was so tight, I had pre-packed all of my travel stuff before going on the trip with the boys, basically. Mm-hmm. Sydney flew out, I believe, like a week before me. Mm. So she had flown off already, right? And I remember I'd packed everything before and I put my passport in my travel bag, right? And I remember coming home and I remember being absolutely knackered from coming back from this boys trip. And then I was just like checking everything, was ready to go, ready to fly in like a day or two. And then I noticed the bag is missing.
Oh, no. Oh shit.
And then I start panicking because I know the most, like if there's one document I need, it's my passport,
of course.
Especially because I'm getting married in 2 months. I can't be losing my fucking passport. I need to fly back to the UK. So I like such fucking searching around the house and everything. And I'm just like, she better not have. And I phone her. And she's asleep. And it's 2 a.m. Right? And she's
wake the fuck up.
She's too asleep. I give her like 10 phone calls. Like she's not picking up. Yeah. Phone her mom. She's not picking up. Luckily, her dad was still awake. Yeah. Luckily, I'm just like Russell. I need you to do me a massive favor. Can you wake Sydney up now? Can you wake Sydney up right now? And so, he rushes over, he wakes Sydney up. I'm like, Sydney, do you have the bag? Do you have the bag, Sydney? And she's like, I was like, Sydney, this is not the time to be asleep. You need to wake up now. And you need to check that you have the fucking Oscar travel bag, okay? Yeah. Do you have it? And she's just like, yeah, I have it. And I'm like, is my passport in there? And she's like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And so, like, she, like, Like, I don't know why she had never used this bag before. Like, this is the one time she decided to use this as a travel bag. And unfortunately, she didn't check the contents of the bag. So
who doesn't check a bag before using it? So, was there, like, nothing else in this bag?
Huh?
Or was it just a passport in the bag?
It was my passport and my other, like, vaccine travel documents that I needed.
So basically, everything you needed.
So everything I needed to travel out of Japan.
The actual fuck.
So it was, like, empty aside from like the front pocket, which had like literally like the one that everything
life.
I needed.
Yeah,
my life, my
yeah.
life.
And your proof of existence.
Yeah, my proof of existence to Japan, yeah. right? And so we're like trying to like plan this out to be like, can I make this flight if we like do a frame perfect drop of this to like fucking DHL, right?
No way.
For, like, and we're like, what's the closest DHL? Okay, so it's this place. We can go home, you can wake up tomorrow and go get it. And then I realized, unfortunately, it's America,
yeah.
and they don't work on the weekends.
Yeah,
so I'm like, fuck! I have to wait 2 days before they can even put the drop off. Even if DHL are like super on point, which they were actually, DHL were like very fast about yeah. it. I'm still not going to get it in time. So. I have to like, if I want to go to America,
change the strat.
Yeah, I have to change the flight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that was stressful enough, not having my passport on me, right?
Yeah.
So I remember phoning up ANA to be like, look, I'm in this situation now. Like, I don't know if I qualify for a change of flight, because the thing is, like, I believe I bought a flexible ticket, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So I didn't buy a ticket on like some random fucking site. I bought it from ANA itself, right? And so I thought paying like a bit of a premium price, as opposed to buying from like fucking Skyscanner or whatever, that I, you know, that there was a little bit of wiggle room on that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a cheap ticket. Oh. And like I don't know why flying to America right now is so fucking expensive from like everywhere. Because
yeah.
it was like the cheapest economy ticket they had, and it was still like fucking like almost like a grand or like 2 grand. I can't fucking remember. It's
one
like
way?
Yeah, one way.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
isn't one-way flights, they're weirdly expensive.
The return flights are like weirdly more expensive. Like less they're expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Affordable. Yeah.
I think
it's something to do with how long you're gone, and there's different price points based on if you're flying with the same carrier and how far apart you're flying.
Something
yeah.
like that.
There's some really strange rules yeah. with ticket pricing.
Yeah, so I phone up ANA and I'm like, look, here's the situation. Can I change my flight? Can I change my flight to, you know, a few days after or whatever's convenient? And they're like, yes, there's a flight on X day that's still available. I still got seats. And I'm like, great. Can I change to that flight? How much would it cost? Would it cost anything? And I remember her like hearing like the keyboard tapping.
That's never good.
And then she pauses and she's just like, hold on, I need to go see the manager quickly.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's not
a good sign.
That's not a good fucking sign.
Everything in Japan. Anything needs the manager.
Yeah, yeah. Cause I'm like, oh man, how many hundreds of dollars am I going to have to like fucking pay to like change my flights?
Yeah.
And then like I wait for like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, you know, I can afford like a few hundred dollars, luckily enough. Cause I really want to go see their family. And then she comes back and then she's like, okay, I have just confirmed with my manager. If you would like to change, your plane ticket to this date, it is $4,000.
What?
And I was like, can you repeat that? Right?
Could you repeat that?
Could you repeat that?
How does this make any fucking sense?
Because they said it in yen, right? Because
yeah.
they said in yen. I was just like,
400,000 yen.
Yeah. So I was like, my Japanese must be rusty because I think I must have misheard.
There must have been some static.
Yeah. Because I think like is that what it is in Japanese? I must have added an extra zero in my head because that is not 400,000 yen.
Yeah.
I must have heard 40,000 yen and just misheard.
Yeah.
So I was like, could you repeat that please? And then they repeated that. And I was just like, so to confirm in English, that is 400,000 yen, right? Because I'm like, my Nihongo is not Jozu enough. I'm copium right now. My Nihongo is definitely not Jozu enough right now. I'm mishearing this, right?
Oh my God.
And then she was like, yes, it is 400,000 yen. And I was just like, how is this possible? And she was like, I apologize, because there's a small change fee and like the tax is different. Like, I couldn't understand. Like, no matter what she says, so there is no justification for an increase in
got a flex ticket and somehow it ended up costing more than the original ticket.
You
didn't like upgrade to business class or anything.
This was economy. And I was just like, is that 4,000 yen on top of the two? Like, oh, no, so is that
4,000?
Yeah, is that like the 4,000 on top of the ticket that I just already paid for? And she was like, yes.
Wow.
So
it's a $5,000 one way ticket to America.
Yeah, yeah. And so like, I'm like, there is no fucking way this makes sense. So I go on fucking Skyscanner. Like, as we're on the call, and I'm just like, I can buy a ticket on your website for $2,000, like a new ticket for $2,000. Yeah. How does it make sense that you're charging me $4,000 to change my ticket? Change it, right? And she was like, I apologize, sir. That's just how the system works. It's the upcharge for changing the ticket. And I'm just like, okay. So it's cheaper for me to buy a new ticket, even if it's like double the price at this point from what I originally paid. Can I get a refund for the original ticket I paid.
Should cost you $1,000.
For the original ticket I paid in order to get the refund back so I can buy a new ticket.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yes, the the cancellation fee will be $900.
How? What's the justification?
How does that work?
Didn't you buy a flexible ticket? Isn't the whole point of these? That
flexible tickets means you can change it. You can't refund it.
Some of them let you.
Some of them do.
You can change it.
Some of them do. And I was just like, am I talking to the circus right now? I didn't say that, but that's what I wanted to say.
You are not the clown. You are the whole circus right now.
Am I applying for clown college?
My choices are either to pay $4,000 to change my ticket, or to get $900 to pay $900 to cancel a ticket, and
then buy a $2,000 ticket,
buy a new $2,000 ticket, and I'm just like, I am not doing this. Yeah. So for the first time in my life, I was like, can I speak to the manager? because the thing is, I am not the type of guy who goes Karen mode.
Of course.
I am not the type of guy.
Yeah.
But they were taking the piss.
I mean, I think anyone in that situation would go Karen mode.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. So I asked for the manager, and like, it was the reasoning for like the upcharge of that much is because I wanted a flight within like, if I'd waited, I believe like, I believe 8 days, 8 or 9 days, then it would be a lot cheaper because there was this like window where I wanted to change the flight to, even though there were flights available and the flight tickets was cheaper to buy new, changing to within that date range meant that they had to upcharge the tickets.
Right.
So, and there was nothing that-
Which still doesn't make sense.
Yes, but, which still doesn't make sense. Yeah. So there was nothing I could do about it. I talked to the manager. I was like, look, is there anything you can do at all? Because I'm not lying, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You are not giving me any way out. You are not giving me a solution. My solution is I pay $900 to pay $2,000.
So dumb.
You're not
That's literally me- like the enter the lottery to buy the ticket.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So unfortunately I didn't get a solution. I lost $900 to cancel my ticket.
Yeah.
And I flew to England for a fraction of the price for this headache to go to America.
Christ.
So unfortunately, I don't know.
I don't know what's going on with flights to America. It's insane right now.
I was
trying to get flights from the UK.
Inflation, dude.
Yeah, flights from the UK to America as well. It's crazy expensive.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yikes.
Meanwhile, flights from Tokyo to London were like, it was like $1,000 for business.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. What's happening?
No one's wanting to go to the UK, right?
I think no one's wanting to go from Tokyo as well.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I got to ask now. It just reminded me. Have you guys ever gone full Karen? Have you guys ever needed to like ask for the manager?
I don't think so.
Joey, don't answer that.
Don't push that answer.
I could legitimately say no, but of course the entire fucking audience is going to be like, copium. But like, it legitimately, no, I haven't. Like, I'm not the kind of person to like go to a restaurant and be like, well, my soup is 20 minutes late. You know,
I don't know. I feel like I normally try to like, when I'm talking in those situations, I normally try to build up some rapport with the person I'm talking
to.
And they'll normally be like, yo, listen, you know, nothing can be done. And I'll be like, I mean, I'll take your word for it.
Like, you know, I feel there's like, if there is a problem with some kind of service or, you know, situation, there's only so much that I know the manager can do anyway. So I'm just like, don't even bother. Like, I'll fold. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's not a life or death situation.
In that situation, I'd be tempted to, but even then I'm like, I'm so lazy that I'm like, all right, I guess.
I also don't want to cause a scene. You know, even though I'm perfectly in the right to cause a scene because I'm the one getting fucked over. Like, there's a part of me that's just like, no, I don't want to like be the asshole.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've ever, no.
I never have, but I mean, I don't think like, I don't know. It's weird. Cause like, if you cause a scene, sometimes you get what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's like, I'd just rather not.
I've been in situations where
you just treat me like a human being.
I've been in situations where I've been in like a restaurant or whatever, and I've seen someone else cause a scene, and they get what they want. Yeah. And I'm just like, what an asshole.
Because the thing is like, it's because I hardly ever go full Karen. Mm. But I've seen it work. I just like, I could, I don't have the ability to do that myself.
Yeah.
Because I remember like, on this trip back to England, there was this point where we were on a night out. We were with all our friends, right? And Sydney was tired, and so like I took her home earlier. Everyone else went on drinking, and eventually they ended up in a casino, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, cool, I'm not tired yet. Is it cool if I go out to, you know, continue with my mates and continue drinking and have fun? And then I was like, yeah. Sydney was already passed out, so I was like, cool, I'm just going to go.
Please make noise if you
object. Don't hear anything.
So there was a sizable group inside the casino.
Yeah.
So I get there and I want to go in, and there's a bouncer at the door. And he's just like, sorry, you can't come in unless you're a member. Mm. And I was just like, but I know you've let plenty of other people in because my entire friend group is in there.
Yeah.
My entire friend group is in there, and they weren't members.
Yeah.
So what's happening with that? And he was just like, oh, you know, he was like, sorry, no members right now. No entry right now unless you're a member.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I know he can let me in, you know, like it's not like a massive casino. And the thing is, I see people walking out, you know, I see like plenty of people walking out.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, when you can tell like that there's a bouncer who just wants to go on a power trip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I knew it wasn't like the busiest place in London or whatever. It was a place that I knew the bouncer was just trying to be an asshole, because I could clearly see there were people walking in and out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were people that were going out and saying that they were leaving. And so I was just like, okay, what is the right angle to go for, to try and get myself in, right?
Because you want to see your friends, right?
Yeah, because I really want to see my friends. Because the night wasn't even like that late. And
was it like a Saturday or something? Like, was it a Saturday or was it like a Tuesday?
I believe it was a Sunday.
Huh. I can understand maybe if it was a Saturday, it was really busy. You know, they maybe want to limit it to customers they know are going to spend a shit ton of money.
But it wasn't even like that busy, right?
No, it wasn't even that busy.
Yeah, so it's just being a dick. Oh,
yeah. I got to at least try to get in, right?
Yeah.
Because if I don't get in, I didn't get to say goodbye to my friends and like my night's over. So I'm going to at least like try to get in. And of course, I don't go full Karen.
Mm.
I try to go for
75%.
Like the, so I go for the friendly approach, you know, like
you got to
like,
start from like the moment the, one, right?
The rapport approach, right? The rapport approach,
the Didus approach,
yeah, the Didus approach.
There's nothing wrong with like being like trying to explain, like just, yeah, you know, maybe if there's not like a giant line behind you, like listen, I wanna see my friends. That
yeah.
All in there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, if you don't let me calmly explain the situation,
I'll be like. look, mate, like, I understand that you don't want, like, a big group of, like, strangers coming in or whatever at this time of the hour. You know, I get that. You know, you're just like, you got some rules that you need to follow and everything like that. Look, I'll be honest. I'm just one guy. I'm not local around here because I've literally flown in from Japan just to hang out with my mates. And I don't get this chance often.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
the sympathy approach.
Because I was like, dude, I'm not here to like ruin your night. Yeah. I'm not here to I will spend fucking money in there. You know, I know you just don't want some fucking random dickhead just like walking in and everything like that. I am not that random dickhead. I'm not drunk. Yeah. You know, I'm like a good boy. I'm a good boy.
Okay, very well behaved.
like I was trying to be as well fucking spoken as possible. This was like me like putting on like the tuxedo, like it's
speech
the Winnie the Pooh
100.
Speech 100, but like fucking hell, this guy just was not having it. Like he was like,
some bouncers are like that. They're just like, you know,
he was like, no,
they're not having it.
But because the thing is, he would not even like even have a conversation. No, with me. Yeah. Like he was like, no,
I can get it because they probably deal with like some really fucking awful.
I get it.
But at the same time, it's like sometimes you're like, dude, I'm not the problem here, dude.
I'm
the one causing you problems. Maybe I am by talking to you too much.
Exactly. I was just like, look, and you know, eventually I was just like, fine. I guess my night's over. And then one of my friends comes out, right? And she sees what's going on. She's like, what's going on here? And I was like, they have some rules. And the bouncer's just like not communicating with me at all. I don't think there's any way to get in. And she's like, bet. She's like, Karen mode activate.
You're right.
And like, there was like an instant, like 50, like an instant switch to be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Like, do you know that he's getting married in a month?
I thought she was gonna be like, YouTuber. Do you know who he
is? Yeah.
He's the Anime Zone, the greatest YouTuber.
And she goes, and she's able to just like go on this like somehow.
Yeah.
This guy's probably wanna get rid of her. He's
like, yeah.
It's fuck off.
It's like this fucking 5 minute rant, right? It's like, it's like, you know, when like Senator Armstrong is just like standing there and Ryan is just like fucking like pulling the punches and he's
not like, budging.
Yeah, he's not budging, but like after about 5 minutes, he's just like, fine, you can go in. I was just like, that worked? I thought being like the nice guy would work, but just like fucking like go like just like
no,
like just going full Karen and just like hauling for the manager and just like not letting up, that works sometimes.
I think that's the thing, right? It's like, I think the reason why I don't go Karen mode like ever is because I've been on the other side of that before. Mm-hmm. Like when I used to work at like a bar.
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, I still remember this dickhead to this day. But like, it was this absolute knobhead who like, he came in, when I was working up at the ski fields, I was working behind a bar some nights. And you know, I had to pour like beers and shit and whatever.
Yeah.
But then of course this fucking dickhead walks in with like 10 of his mates, right? And he was like, and he said, oi, can you come here for a second?
Yeah.
Can you come here for a second? And I was like, oh, you're talking to me? All right, yeah, whatever. That's a bit weird. And then he's like, can we get 20 B-52s, please? And to explain what a B-52 is, it's this liqueur shot that's three layers. Right?
Yes.
And so the layering shit, if you've ever made layering stuff, you got to like slowly pour it at the back of a spoon, otherwise it mixes, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, making one of these takes a long time
because
you know, you want to make it look nice, right? And this motherfucker was like, 20 of them, please. And I was like, okay, sure. I was the only one at the bar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I was like, all right, I better start fucking slaving away at it then. But you know, because it's, you know, a restaurant, right? And like a bar, I wanted to like look nice. I'm not just gonna fucking pour it in, right?
Yeah.
I start pouring, you know, a couple of them. And then around like the third one that I'm making, this dickhead just walks into the bar and he was like, oi, where the fuck are the B-52s? He was like, get your manager. And I was like, motherfucker, you wanna make it? You wanna be my guest? Be my guest, dickhead. Make it right now. You wanna make it any faster than me? Do you want them or not? You haven't even paid for it yet. I don't even have to make it for you. And so, of course, but you know, that's what I said in my head, right? But on the outside, I was like, I'll get the manager right away. So then the manager.
I am the manager.
So then I call the manager over and she's like this Japanese lady, right? Yeah, but like, you know, who looks really nice on the outside, but on the inside, she's like, a reverse Karen.
Because she has to deal with like...
She has to deal with dickheads like this, right?
Yeah.
So then she comes out and, you know, this nice, like, you know, short Japanese lady comes out and she's like, oh, what seems to be the problem? And, you know, this guy starts going off being like, yeah, so he's fucking taking forever making these drinks, you know, like we've been waiting forever. By forever, they mean like, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And I've never seen someone go reverse Karen on a customer before.
Yeah, right?
And she was just like, excuse me, do you want to make these? I don't think so. So give him some fucking time.
I love videos of like the employees of fast food places.
And she was just like, she literally was like, get out.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Fucking too right.
Yeah, and you know, he was, you know, going off and being like, this is the worst place ever, fuck you guys. Yeah. And she's like, I don't give a fuck, get out. Yeah. Get the fuck out right now. Yeah, because, and I was like, and you know, because I was like fucking too shy and like scared to like say anything. So in the back, I was like, yeah, fuck, get him.
Get him.
So I've been in that situation before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think every time, you know, I'm in a situation where, you know, perhaps something is late or, you know, where most people would want to go Karen mode in some situations. Yeah. I always remember that situation. I'm like, no, I don't want to be that dickhead.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
Well, because like the part of the reason that I got like slightly annoyed at the bouncer wasn't because of the fact that he wasn't letting me in, but because like he just refused to like engage with me.
Yeah.
At all. Because like
wouldn't explain it to you.
Yeah. He just wouldn't explain it to me because like I could tell he was just like, he probably had a bad day or something. Or I don't fucking know, but he just wanted to exert his power upon someone. Like I could feel that energy. Cause like I've been to like places before where you talk to the bouncer and they explain to you like, look, mate, there's nothing I can do. Mm. You know, like I would
like
be like
trying to help you.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd be like, I get it because I'm like, I'm a human as well. But like, I was like, he was like, nah, gotta prioritize our members. And I was looking around. I was like, thinking,
who?
What fucking members? It's you and me. I was like, there is no line here. There is no line. There's no line of people waiting to come up. Yeah. I know for a fact, because after I went in, the casino was like 90% empty. So I was just like, what? I was just like, you know, this is an asshole being an asshole. And this is like, the only thing that could beat an asshole is a Karen. And like.
Unstoppable force meets an immovable object. You know those YouTube videos where they're like, yeah, just like bribe your way into everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want an upgrade at a hotel room? Just slip the person $50.
Yeah.
I've always thought about stuff like that because I'm like, I'd love to be able to have the slickness and the coolness to pull that shit off. But I'm just thinking like, how do I discreetly just give you like £10 in a way that like doesn't make me look fucking stupid?
Yeah.
What if you say no to me, right? And then I'm like, oh, give me a second. Just pull out 10 notes. Can I come in?
Please.
Like, can I come in now? Like, I would have to preemptively give him some money. And that point, what if no one else paid money to get in and I'm the asshole who gave him £10?
Yeah.
And alternatively, what if you go to like that whole, I see all those fucking TikToks of just give your hotel checking person $50. Like, it's like, okay, what if the hotel's just actually full? Like you actually just gave them $50 and you're a dickhead.
I've seen that before though, where like I saw a guy at like a club or like a bar or something who like, you know, did like the whole dickhead being like pulls out a 20 and like puts it into the, you know, the bouncer's like pocket.
Yeah.
And the bouncer looks at it and he's like, all right, give me a second. I'm going to go talk to the manager about it.
Yeah, and he
goes in, he comes out and he's like, sorry, we're full. and then everyone in the lines just starts laughing, being like, ah, what a dickhead.
See, I've seen it work and not work.
Yeah.
I've seen
when
like,
it doesn't work, it's hilarious.
But
that's that, to me, it's like, all right, the benefits don't outweigh the absolute humility of getting rejected. Trying to offer money to someone to get into something.
Yeah, it's like you not only lost money, but you also didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah.
There's some people who like have the, I think they have the personality that matches up to that kind of behavior.
Oh yeah.
I'm not slick at all. I cannot do this stuff well.
I can't do that.
I've been with guys who are just like, well, let's come to a solution. And then they like fucking give the 10
bucks.
Do
you mean Jan?
Yeah, I was like, just say Jan.
Okay. I've not seen Jan do it, but I bet Jan would do it.
No, it's like Jan has the energy that he could pull it off.
No, Jan has the energy he can pull it off without ever getting his wallet out.
Yeah, but Jan would.
He's just like, let's talk.
Jan would do it, get rejected, and then not care that he was rejected. He'd just be like, okay, we'll go somewhere else.
But
to me, it's like, that's crushing and bad.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You know what? You tell me it's full. I don't have a magical Karen that appears to sort it out for me. I guess
I don't have like Karen's on my. I don't have like a
cool Karen.
I don't have like a, I don't have like a stand I can pull out. It's like cut in.
I don't have a Karen to come out and help me. So I guess I'm done.
Yeah, because like
I just go for trying to be a clown a little bit. Maybe they'll feel like, oh, that was funny. I'll let this guy in.
Yeah. I try and humor my way through things. Right?
Doesn't work.
Because the thing about those bribes that I've seen is just like, how do you know how much to give? You know, like how, what's the right amount to bribe someone of like,
well, if you're trying to get into like, a Michelin star restaurant, I don't know how that would work. That doesn't make any sense. But like a club, if it's a shit club, maybe you just give them like, I don't know.
I got 6 pence. I don't know,
two drinks is in the club. Yeah. Maybe people who do this often know. There's a system. I don't know.
There's like
maybe,
a tier list, right?
Yeah, maybe they can explain it to me how it works based on like how nice or expensive the drinks are. I don't know. I've never heard of being rejected from a casino though. That's and only like drunk people get rejected from casinos normally. Mm. Were you tipsy, Gon?
I was not tipsy.
Like Gon's telling this story meanwhile he was like two bottles deep.
Wolf of Wall Street crawling up to it.
That's how I remember it at least. I was I'm sure it came out just like,
hello, my name is Gon Manitoba and I'd like to enter this establishment. And meanwhile I go,
get the loot. I just learned from Japan.
Well, you said you had to take Sydney home, right? So odds are you probably, even if you did drink, you'd probably fucking sobered out.
You had to take
Sydney home.
So. Yeah. That was a good night. We went to the casino. It was a happy end to the story. It was the one time in my life that seeing someone go full Karen was actually impressive working. And it actually worked as well.
Damn. Not that I would ever have the balls to do it myself.
No, I was just standing there. And I was just, I was impressed.
That's what everyone needs though. You know, like you don't need to be a Karen. You just need to know a Karen.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You just need that one mate who Karen's will be there to be
except
a Karen.
For when they work for me.
Karens suck unless you can tell them to do something that you want to get out
no,
of.
Okay, no. Karens suck unless the manager or the person is being an equal asshole.
I normally
I don't advocate for this like at all because you know service people go through enough. You know service people go through.
When people I see videos of people like arguing at McDonald's asking for free food. What happened at birth that you became like this? Like. How are you dropped hard enough to go to a McDonald's and like berate a 14-year-old kid?
You're just like being a brat about it, right? Like they're probably a brat their entire life.
You know, there are already very few points and some. And like if the service person is being an asshole, yes, you should be a coward. Even though I still don't have it in me, even if they are being an asshole. There have been plenty of points where I'm like I should go full Karen, you know, because there have been plenty of points where they have been the assholes, and I'm totally within my rights to go full Karen. But like it's just. It's just so hard, man. It's so hard.
Luckily, Google reviews exist, so it's okay.
I mean, like that fucker who ordered the 20 B-52s, I would have loved to have like snapped back at him.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, man.
Yeah.
I didn't have the balls.
Yeah. Or when they tell you you get charged $4,000 to change the ticket.
I can't believe it. So that. Stupid.
Absolute state. Hell. Absolute state.
So yeah, bottom line, just don't be a Karen. Just know it, Karen.
Yeah. I activate my stand. Karen.
Yeah, that's all you can do. If a bouncer is like being a dickhead to you, just be like, oh, you're approaching me? Caught in! Oh my God. Karen's just real stands.
Standing here, I realize. Shut the fuck up.
Get an ergonomic keyboard and then get a Karen, I guess, you can tell when to shut up.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for watching this episode of Trash
Talk. Patreon.
Look at these patrons. Yeah, oh my God, they're not Karens.
They're not Karens.
They're because they support us.
Unless they know the exact point to be a Karen.
Unless they have like a Karen mode that activates. Yeah. But hey, if you like to support the show, then make sure to go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also follow us on Twitter, send us some memes on the subreddit. And if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify. And from next episode, we won't be here.
Yeah.
We're going to be somewhere else, somewhere out there in the world.
Yeah, I mean, we'll still be here on YouTube.
We'll be on YouTube.
You will see us next week, you know, but we just won't be here in the studio.
Yeah.
We'll be in another
studio. And check out my brand as well. Yes. Shameless plug right at the end.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.